Tomorrow's news today.
It's Monday, 20th day of July, 2026.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What you're watching is not AI. Video of Iranian missiles striking U.S. forces in Kuwait yesterday. Iran's now using targeting intelligence from Russia and China to target U.S. forces and warships across the Middle East. Almost all of their missiles are evading our anti-missile defense systems. The United States has responded by vaporizing their bridges, government buildings, dropping 3,000-pound bombs on them. But Iran is going to hold on. All military experts basically concur. The strait is completely closed. This has caused a global financial meltdown that is now intensifying. Israel's now deployed its nuclear submarines that have been seen servicing off the coast of Jordan. Here you see a Vulcan cannon, Gatling gun, taking out Iranian drones. These are used as a last resort, and the U.S. is running out of ammunition. How many days ago did the war start? What, 141? Here, I'm going from memory. Let's pull it up in a little while. Of course, this is footage of what killed three U.S. troops and injured dozens. And then we're told Trump is bombing Iran to punish them for killing our troops. But who started this? Who drug us into this? And then, of course, the basic psychology works like this. There's a TACMS being fired.
No one's supposed to fire.
Out of Kuwait into Iran. Then when our troops get killed, we're supposed to accelerate. And we're going to go to this breakdown here in just a moment of why Iran is such a dangerous country to try to invade. And that is on the threat escalation ladder. That and nuclear weapons is all that's left. And Trump isn't going to back down. The Iranians aren't going to back down. And so Israel knew the psychology, knew it was going to happen, wanted a greater Israel, wanted us fully committed to a total war so they could grab Lebanon and large parts of Syria. And now that's official. They've now Ben-Gvir has announced, their national security advisor, they are taking all of Gaza. He marched in declaring it Israel, and they will now settle it. That, of course, will enrage the Muslims and Arabs even more, which it's all designed to do. Fuel prices have exploded. Back to over an average of $4 a gallon. And Rubio is now calling on the world to help us open the strait and get it back to where it was. He's said that before. He said it again on the tarmac last night. And then, of course, the hawks are all out there saying, oh, you're a traitor. We need to go to full war. Nuke them, nuke them, nuke them, nuke them. Okay, if you study what the Pentagon says happens 90%+ of the time after that. Pakistan then nukes Israel. They've said they will. North Korea nukes Israel. And we have a good old-fashioned nuclear war. And then this just won't be entertainment on Fox News for you. This will be the end of civilization as we know it. And the globalists are happy. They think they can contain this as conventional, the war with Russia, the war with Iran, which is really an energy war. If you pull up what we did last week with Matt Bracken, you can see all running up from Iran right up at about a 10-degree angle, running from about 6 o'clock down in the Middle East, right up to about 11 o'clock in Russia and Ukraine, and it's nothing but energy sector blown up by both sides all the way down. And that's a limited map. There's a lot more strikes than that. That doesn't show the Nord Stream being blown up or a bunch of other stuff. Those are just general areas being hit. If you pull up the actual interactives, there's thousands and thousands of dots, tens of thousands, actually. The U.S. has dropped 40,000-plus bombs on Iran. That's an old number. It's probably about 50 now. Iran's launched tens of thousands of missiles and drones. Russia and Ukraine have fired millions of munitions at each other. Millions dead. It's a new world war. The proxy war. The hybrid war goes live. We'll be back breaking it all down. Share those live feeds on X right now and Rumble. Share them now, 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 now. Real Hawk Jones.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
plane! The plane!
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
It's Monday, 20th day of July.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
AlexJonesLive.com is the news site with all the free audio and video feeds, special reports, articles, government documents, whistleblowers, you name it. That is not AI video you're looking at of your TV viewer on the web at Alex Jones on X or Rumble or at AlexJonesLive.com or on TV stations across the country. That is Iranian missiles striking all over the Middle East and U.S. dropping high-powered bombs and missiles vaporizing 20-story buildings. It is all hell breaking loose on every front. And I'm going to analyze every angle of it here today. But in the final equation, what has happened is at the global level, the globalists had the COVID lockdown to shut down the world economy and to put the average person into debt. The ultra rich doubled their wealth during the COVID scam. The general public lost half their wealth during the COVID scam. Upwards of 70% of Americans are now paycheck to paycheck. Right at 70% also can't pay their credit card bills, about 68%. And now if you have energy prices continue to explode, accelerating inflation, and you have massive cuts in the amount of fertilizer being produced because of the Ukraine war and the Iran war, both regions produce large parts of the fertilizer, then you have mass famine baked in as early as this fall, accelerating through the winter. Huge migration into Europe's already estimated by the UN. We, of course, broke all that before they did. My point is I don't just listen to them. I already know what they're going to say before they say it. And that happens to be true, that it is going to cause mass famine. And of course, they'll then exacerbate all of that and then organize the third world to invade us further. And again, you can put up a map of the general areas being struck in the tens of thousands of different strikes on energy. And the sides in the New World War are Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and then their allies, smaller countries like Yemen. And then on the, quote, our side, there is the U.S., NATO, the U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. India tries to stay out of it, but they're actually allied with Israel, so they're tacitly supporting all this while playing both sides in the energy war. But if you look at that basic map, that is not representative of all the strikes. That's just the general areas of the bombardments that are going on. And if you can see, that just slices right down through Eastern Europe, into Central Asia, into the Near East, or Western Asia, as it's called technically. And we now have Russia cutting its oil exports by more than half. They're not exporting any diesel. They're also cutting natural gas exports. You have the West blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline 3 years ago. That doesn't help as well. That supplied Europe with about 40% of its gas. Europe is grinding into total depression. They're about the worst hit in any industrialized world. But we're feeling the pain here. Roughly half of U.S. farmers have decided not to plant their main crops this year or to cut back because of fertilizer shortages and increased prices of fertilizer and, of course, diesel. The average price of 87-octane gasoline is over $4. The average price of diesel is $5-plus dollars. So not a good situation. And this has all been designed with Israel through the Rothschilds launching the war on February 28th. So what are we, 142, 143? I'm going from memory. And now we are off to the races on the threat escalation ladder. So we're 142 days, 10 hours, 10 minutes, 20 seconds into this disaster that Trump was asked last week, and he said it may last 19 years of the Vietnam War. Of course, Vietnam War lasted 11 years. You count the Gulf of Tonkin, 64, the false flag is when we started, or advisors being put in 60, then you could say it lasted 15, 16 years. But regardless, this is a new forever war, and it is unlike any of the other forever wars that were done to countries that couldn't control energy and did not have the weapon systems that Iran had and were not getting the aid on with high-tech guidance systems of the satellites of Russia and China. And so this is all escalating very, very, very quickly. Iran is 4,500 square miles. Gaza was 140 square miles. The Israelis have still not taken all of Gaza 3 years later. The cost of thousands of dead, tens of thousands on the Palestinian side. But Trump is now strongly leaning towards, that was reported here months ago, but it was officially in the Washington Post, New York Times, leaked by the White House, that they are strongly considering and leaning towards ground invasion. So let's play a short little infographic that I find to be very accurate, though limited in its scope. It could be 2 hours long and not even cover it all, about the disaster of attacking and now trying to invade Iran. And Trump's doing camel nose into the tent flap, incrementalism, sleepwalking us into Armageddon. First he says Kirk Island, which is a sitting duck, then our troops will be attacked on Kirk Island, and then we'll have to invade into the 3,000-foot sheer cliffs and the 8,000-foot mountains that surround it. And then behind that, they've got 15,000-foot mountains. And then on to the east and north, they have 18,000-foot mountains. But we've just got to contend with 10,000-foot mountains completely encircling all of the south and the west there. As you can see, some nice 15,000-foot mountains over there on the north as well. Not a very good place to invade. The best place would be, obviously, we can't get there because it's not one of our allies, is the east there. But those are nice 5 and 6 and 8,000-foot mountains as well, continuous, layered. Let me see, that's 3 or 4 mountain ranges for you right there. And of course, complete armed camp inside. That's why no one has ever been able to take over Persia. Absolute nightmare. We have been absolutely sleptwalked into this by design by Israel. That way the globalists get to collapse U.S. and world economy, and Israel gets a smokescreen for the U.S. to be seen as the great Satan, while the little Satan can run around and do whatever it wants. I would use the analogy, which I coined, everybody uses now. I'm just proud of that, that Israel is like the little engineer that sits on top of the 7-foot-tall retarded giant. And then the two combine make Master Blaster, who runs Barter Town. Master Blaster runs Barter Town with that great Mel Gibson movie with Tina Turner, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Who runs Barter Town? Master Blaster runs Barter Town. And it's not just me saying this. There's a consensus. In fact, there isn't a think tank, the Rand Corporation, the Pentagon. There's hundreds of them. They all concur that this is an absolute disaster and that the prospects for victory are less than 10%. And that's what Trump was told 140-something days ago before this all started. And then you get all these retired generals, though, that are on the payroll of Fox News and on the payroll of the Israelis. And they are telling you that we're about to win. They're about to collapse any day. Just press the gas all the way down to the floorboard. Or as they say in aviation, balls to the walls. I remember when I was about 10 or 11, I was singing some rock song about balls to walls. And my mother heard me in my room playing, and she goes, turn that off. That sounds like some kind of nasty thing. I never knew what it meant. I was like, oh, I guess that means. And then later I looked it up. And it's from World War II because it would be a ball on the throttle. And it meant press it all the way down into the control panel, meaning turn your engines up all the way. Pedal to the metal. Balls to the walls. Let's come in with NXS, start of the next segment. You got to get your balls to the walls. Well, we are balls to the walls now. And it ain't good. And so we'll see how balls to the walls turns out here, folks, with a bunch of people that have high IQs and are crazed and do think it's the end of the world, and you got some of the Orthodox Jews think they're going to make the Messiah come back, telling Netanyahu constantly, make him come back. Oh, I'm trying. With the war, and you got the Christian Zionists thinking they're going to make Jesus come back. A collection of lunatics. So I'm on the side of getting all the crazy people to stop killing each other. You know, I know three or four people, four people good. One's a lawyer, another's a doctor. I don't know what this thing is about pit bulls. They're very sweet dogs till they're not. But the way they're bred is they'll just flip a switch and chew you to death. But I know three or four, four people that were into pit bull rescues all the thing forever, and where they have pit bulls, and their pit bulls start fighting, and they reach down to stop them and get fingers and stuff bit off. I mean, I've seen this over and over. I'm sure you've heard about it. This is like an ongoing thing. Or they attacked their four-year-old, or, you know, it's and Israel and Iran are like two foaming-at-the-mouth pit bulls, and us getting involved is like sticking our face down in the middle of it. Stupid. I'm not for Israel. I'm not for Iran, because they're two pit bulls, and they're going to chew each other up. And now here we are in the middle of it. Here's that breakdown of the ground invasion that Trump is getting ready to announce. And we better be horrified of this. We better be putting pressure on Trump. But see, he can only escalate that way. Ground invasion or nukes. And then we nuke. Well, then it, in most studies, triggers a larger nuclear war. And before North Korea and Pakistan ever said a few months ago, we'll nuke Israel if you nuke them. We have a defense deal. And are we going to roll the dice and hope Pakistan or North Korea doesn't do that? Pentagon so far didn't ever go after North Korea because of that. Sure, we'll blow them off the map more than they blow us off the map. But in most of the studies, that exchange, we start hitting North Korea, China gets involved. In most of the studies, if Pakistan nukes somebody, India's going to nuke them. China's then going to nuke India. You know, they hate each other more than they hate us. I know for everybody that's got blinders on that's either pro-Israel and just only cares about Israel and doesn't want to think about repercussions, and other folks that only hate Israel and only know about Israel, they hear about Pakistan with nukes or China. They go, oh, you're diverting from Israel. No, I'm talking about different pieces of the engine here. I mean, I know that's threatening to a lot of you that are either pro-Israel or anti-Israel. Just everything is just limited to whatever's one-dimensionally happening there. All this other stuff fits in. I mean, literally, you got Mark Levin. We got to strike. We got to use nukes. You've got all Lindsey Graham saying to use nukes before he made the jump into hyperspace. And then do you know what the Pentagon reports say? Again, what did the Pentagon leak 5 days before Israel struck and drug us in? And Trump was leaning towards not attacking, so Israel hit first, and Netanyahu's now bragged about that. And Rubio admits it. Said, no, Israel hit, so we had to hit because they hit our bases. Said, are you saying, hey, we're not with Israel when that happened? Let you guys fight it out. Like, you know, Godzilla fighting the other monster. Well, just let them fight, but not us. No, we have to get involved. And the Pentagon leaked. And Levin and all them called for an investigation. It was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. So that got shut down real quick because they wanted Trump to read it in the paper. He didn't listen to them in the meetings. And they said, what'd they say? 92% chance the mullahs don't fall for at least a year, probably not even then. And 100% chance they close the strait. They've already passed a law to do it. And then that's going to be a protracted war, and then you're not going to have an off-ramp, Mr. President. Now, they told him, if you want to just hit infrastructure and hit missiles and say we're degrading them further at Midnight Hammer 2.0, do that. Not like the Pentagon are little doves or pro-Mullah. And the Mossad told Trump we'd win, and Ben-Gvir did, their intelligence head, their national security head, who's just a crazy maniac, and so did Netanyahu, but even IDF. Remember this, you looked this up, Israeli papers, IDF said, no, we don't think they'll fall. Now, if you want to degrade them, we agree with the Pentagon, we're all for bombing them. But get us more missile defense systems. So we got led into this by a guy that's facing prison, and Ben-Gvir, who's a literal cartoon character running around foaming at the mouth. I have a new video of him today. Stomping around, leading troops into Gaza, saying, it's all ours, mine, 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 mine. What do we do today, Ben-Gvir? The same thing we do every day, conquer the world. It's like Pinky in the Brain or something. He goes, look at this death chamber where we execute people. I'm going to kill you in here. That was over the weekend. And then he beats up flotilla people trying to bring rice in, whether you dislike him or not. I mean, it's just he beats people up on camera while they're handcuffed. Big, giant, fat guy looks like he weighs 450 pounds. I mean, it's like John Candy beating up people and I've got death chambers. It's mine, mine, mine. Greater Israel. We're taking all of Lebanon. Burn it all. Kill them all. Burn them. Kill, kill. These are quotes. Kill, kill, kill. And you know the people behind this have turned these guys off their leashes because they want a big confrontation. They want the big Guderdamarong, the battle of the gods. This is satanic, folks. The mullahs are foaming at the mouth. Everyone's foaming at the mouth. The Christian Zionists are literally jerking off to this. They love it. They're going to make Jesus come back. Yep, it's all one giant energy world war. Boom. See what's going on there? And who's it hurt? It hurts you and me and every country in the world, and it really hurts people that are living on subsistence, less than $1 a day. And when 50% of your paycheck spent on energy and food, you get unrest and degrading society. At 60%, you get war on the streets. We're almost at 60% in most of the world right now. People are just quietly getting sick, getting ill, no medicine. They get really skinny. And, oh, they just died of a cold. No, they died of malnutrition. Tens of millions. Netanyahu, Israel will reach the kingdom and make it to Messiah's return. Mainstream Israeli newspapers. I can show you 100 clips of top rabbis in English saying, we need you to launch the war. Make him come. Make Messiah come. Netanyahu in Hebrew, I'm doing it. I'm working hard. I'm doing it. We have killed the calf. We are preparing to take the other top minister. We need to blow up the Temple Mount and blame it on the Iranians. On TV. Yes, 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 let's do that. Another fabulous idea. Demonic. Evil. Crazy town. So let's go to this infographic. I'm going to go to Robert Pape, extremely respected military and political scientist, what he had to say. But here's the infographic.
Do you know that it is a gigantic task to launch a ground invasion in Iran? Let's analyze. Iran's geography is a natural fortress. Encircled by towering mountain ranges, it naturally repels invaders. From the west, the Zagros Mountains run 1,600 kilometers along Iraq, with peaks over 4,000 meters and narrow passes that choke armor and expose convoys. This is the reason why during the 1980s Iran-Iraq War, Iraqi troops took Khorramshahr but stalled in Khuzestan foothills, trapped by terrain in an 8-year stalemate, costing over 1 million total casualties. To the north, the Alborz Mountains shield Tehran, abruptly climbing from the Caspian Sea's shores, funneling any assault into deadly choke points. Eastern borders with Afghanistan feature jagged uplands prone to flash floods. The interior? Vast, scorching deserts like Dasht-e-Kavir's salt flats and Dasht-e-Lut's 158-degree heat. Quicksand for vehicles is hell for troops. Southern coasts along the Persian Gulf lead straight into Zagros foothills, complicating amphibious landings. Spanning 1.65 million square kilometers, Iran's terrain would demand immense logistics. It also favors the decentralized mosaic defense doctrine of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, ensuring local units continue fighting even if the capital falls. If anyone knows history, ground invasion of Iran isn't just tough, it's a strategic nightmare.
Now, we're going to go do Robert Pape here in a moment, but first remember, J.R.R. Tolkien created a map of Middle-earth and around Mordor that was built to be totally impregnable. It looks just like Iran. Blow up Mordor. Looks just like Iran. Of course, he was a veteran of World War I and said he wrote the book as a composite of the world. Mordor, I mean, Iran is worse than Mordor. That's hilarious. Worse than Mordor. Can't make it up. Let's go to Robert Pape, one of the most respected military and geopolitical political scientists in the world. Just go read his bio, read all his predictions that have come true. Here is Robert Pape on Iran being the most difficult conflict the United States has faced since World War II. And I've been telling you that, right? And I get the neocons. That's just a bunch of sand towel heads. We'll deal with them boys. Take care of them right now. How's it going? Do your homework before you shoot your mouths off. Go to the report.
This Iran war. Taking on Iran. We've taken on the most difficult country to beat since Germany in World War II. Or maybe the Soviet Union. Okay, but Iran wasn't a great power like Germany. It wasn't a great power like the Soviet Union. We're making Iran a major power as we go forward. But this was the biggest one, much more difficult than Vietnam, much more difficult than Iraq, much more difficult than Afghanistan. And so the consequences of taking on that much more dangerous, difficult foe are going to be with us really significantly longer. This is not just going away. We don't have an easy out over the next few weeks.
Are we spending what is it, $500 million a day in this war?
It's probably $1 to $2 billion a day. Now, with the funny account, the phony, so at the moment, I don't trust any of the accounting coming out of the administration.
It's $2.3 billion.
So when I look at what is likely the cost of this war, about 2 weeks into the war, the Trump administration went to Congress to get an extra $200 billion to cover the next 6 months of the war. $200 billion for about 180 days.
Yeah, the numbers are out. They're estimated that just militarily cost $2.3 billion a day. Now it's escalated from $1.5 billion a day. And, of course, a ground invasion, they're saying, will probably cost $5, $10 billion a day. That sounds good. But, of course, the real cost is going to be in lives, and it's going to be in the economy. With the energy crisis, because if you think oil at $90 a barrel is bad, Trump comes out and says, we got a peace deal again. The mullahs want a peace deal. He said that Sunday, and so oil went down. But notice gas prices didn't go down because this up and down in oil price, the companies are having to factor that in, the refineries. So it's going up, 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 up. And most estimates are if there's a ground invasion, we're looking at $200 a barrel oil instead of $90. And if you want to pay $8 a gallon, you're going to enjoy yourself. If you like the COVID lockdowns and you like your paycheck not going anywhere and you like losing your house and you like losing your car, while we got Muslims that we've been brought in by our evil governments, by the millions running around in New York and Dearborn, Michigan, mayors and people saying they are with Iran and are getting ready to come after us, you're like, we'll take care of them. I know that. But the point is, we have been walked into this disaster, this mother of all fiascos. I've got a lot more on this when we come back, and then we're going to shift gears into all the other news and huge guests and your calls today. Share the live feeds on X at Real Long Shows now, rumble.com/Long Shows Live.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic. This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip.
This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine, and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalists. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99, that's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high-quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. $30 a month, instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90%+ reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Thank you.
war with Iran. Full war with Russia. Russia says they're going to escalate, start hitting NATO targets very soon outside of Ukraine. They threatened to attack Poland. Poland's now pulling back. So this is a real game of Russian roulette that endangers everybody and guaranteed is going to absolutely devastate our economy. Alert, Iran issues warning, declares commercial ship traffic is now permanently banned in the Strait of Hormuz. Remember, President Trump a month ago today signed the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, ending the Iran war on his 80th birthday. And I said, it's not over. Iran simply said that they agreed to the list of things to discuss and debate. Israel responded by hitting Lebanon, Iran, you name it. Here's Iran, where they signed on to the MOU. And Iran says they have absolutely no trust in the United States, even if they ever did a deal, because they said Israel basically runs the United States when it comes to foreign policy. I agree with that. U.S. air defenses struggling against Iranian missiles report. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. That's right out of the Pentagon. As Trump flirts with the idea of ground invasion in Iran, either with U.S. boots on the ground or other forces, a reminder of why it would be disastrous. We already went over that. Meanwhile, Iran has seemingly cracked the code on beating U.S. missile defenses. U.S. officials say their missiles are flying faster and pulling crazy maneuvers, making them tough to stop. Plus, their aim is getting a lot better. There's a big suspicion, none of your suspicion, that China and Russia is helping them out with the targeting tech with satellites, Wall Street Journal. And now, Houthis announce a naval blockade of Saudi Arabia. The group says it will target any ships entering and leaving Saudi ports. The Houthis control parts of Yemen along the Bab el-Mandab Strait, which they say they're going to close, a critical artery for global trade that they have repeatedly threatened to shut down, much like Iran did the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway provides access to the Suez Canal and is of strategic importance to global trade, among other things. Persian Gulf countries transport their oil to Europe through it. Relations between the Houthis and Saudi Arabia escalated last week following an exchange of strikes on each other's airports. So we also have Iran targeting and taking out most of the Middle East high-tech radar that's also used for targeting missiles. The U.S. responds by blowing up their bridges. We have 17 dead U.S. troops, hundreds and hundreds wounded, and it's just intensifying. We also have Israeli submarines popping up here and there. They're known to carry nuclear cruise missiles on them. Let's go ahead and get to Trump, a short clip of him talking about how he's striking Iran to punish them for our dead troops. And then we have Rubio saying we need the world to help them open the strait. Well, it was closed before Israel struck 143 days ago. Here's the footage of that.
We hit them very hard again tonight. And we did that in honor of the probably three, it's probably three as opposed to two, great patriots.
We need to protect global shipping, but other countries need to begin to step up and provide whether it's hardware or finances to help carry that burden. It is not the United States' job to protect shipping from the entire planet forever.
Again, that's out on the tarmac. The audio is not really clear, so let me just read you what Rubio said. Rubio asked other countries to help the U.S., quote, we're trying to protect global shipping, but other countries need to step up and carry out the burden. It is not the United States' job to protect the entire planet forever. Well, why did we follow Israel in and do this when Iran had passed a law last June, 14 months ago, saying that if we struck them in a big way, they were going to close the Strait of Hormuz? It's a chicken or an egg type scenario. Ninth night of strikes, Trump honoring fallen heroes and hitting Iran hard. CENTCOM pounded Iran command centers, surveillance and maritime targets overnight after Iran killed U.S. service members. Fox News called it murder. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a war. I'm not glad they're dead, but I mean, what do you think's going on here? President Trump will hit them very hard again tonight in honor of those great patriots. No more games. Iran can't have nukes, can't attack our troops shipping. Diplomacy only works if they actually change behavior. Attacking ships instead of honoring agreements shows they understand only strength. Trump's not playing. America's responding decisively. Okay? Trump said about 100 times that we've gotten rid of their missiles. They don't have any missiles left. And the Pentagon said, no, they got about 70% of their missiles, we think. And they just caught a bunch of them. They were trying to ship in disguised inside gasoline tankers that just pop open and have these things in them. And I want Iran to stop. I said 143 days ago when this began on that Saturday show, I said if I could hit a button and send the mullahs to Mars, I'd do it. But wishes are wishes. So that's not where we are. And so those of us that said this would happen were right. And the people that love war, and a lot of them that are on the warmonger payroll, the Israeli payroll and other payrolls, they all said that, you know, if we just cheerlead and magically support this and get Congress to give more money, which they've done, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars is what this war has already cost, that then it'll all turn out good. Well, that's not what's happening right now. And even the group that says they'd make some deals with Trump has been told by the Iranian military that's decentralized, we're not going to follow that. So we're in it now. And so everybody that loves wars and thinks it's an entertaining thing to watch on TV and it makes you prideful to see stuff blowing up, Trump loves to watch the 2 or 3 minutes every morning they give him. And then they put up the same video on Fox of, oh, look, we blew up this 18-wheeler and we blew up this bridge and we blew up this building and we blew up this college. And then the Iranians just get more and more support for their government. And the Iranians just get more and more pissed off. And then Rubio says, we've got to get back to where we were before the strait was closed. Well, gee, who got the strait closed? Who did this? And I know that a lot of people out there just don't understand military issues. And so the patriotic thing to do is just support the war. So I support the reinstatement of the draft for men and women. And I support Europe bringing the draft back, which they're doing. And I support having a full war with Russia that goes nuclear and one with Iran. And I think it's just time to be patriotic and time to have a new world war that goes nuclear, and that will fix all the transgenderism, the drag queen story times, and all the Satanism, and maybe that is what needs to happen, because, you know, they say that the gods first make mad those they would destroy. And so I'm starting to come around to the thought of Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir that who cares if the whole world's nuked, including Israel, as long as Israel can reemerge out of bunkers, whoever's left in 50 years, 100 years, and take over the Middle East when everybody's dead. And then we can reemerge, you know, our elites out of their bunkers too, which they have a plan for, that's a great reset for the world and a depopulation thing. I mean, who can deny that people are bad for the earth? So just nuclear winter and fallout is a good thing. And also radiation is put down a lot, but they admit a lot of the interesting mutations that have happened, not just in humans, but in other life forms, has come from radiation. So we can accelerate our evolution. Yeah, a lot of people have, you know, 5 or 6 eyes and 3 arms and 4 legs and stuff like that for, you know, a few thousand years. But out of that could come some really cool mutations. So I want to say this now. I am ready to take the money from Israel. I would like $20 million like you offered the Trump's head of social media, who they're now trying to fire. He told Tucker about it 3 weeks ago. And he was traitorous. He's an American citizen. He should have taken money from a foreign power, $20 million. I will take it. And I will support a nuclear war and a greater Israel and the total death of billions of people. I now support it. That's called satire, folks, where people take the clip out and say, you illustrate absurdity by being absurd. I don't think anybody seriously think I was being serious right there. But that is where we are. All right. I have covered this, and I've spent 45 minutes on it. And boy, do I have a lot of other really important news and important information. So I'm going to table this now, and we're going to look at a bunch of other big issues here. And I want to tell you the big stuff we've got. And none of this is really in the order of importance. It's all extremely important. We now know a lot more, and of course, we knew at the time, but now the documents are out. It was Obama that made them change the crime reporting, where when a brown person or black person commits a crime, they say they're white in the crime statistics, so you can say that whites are these evil criminals. And I'm not like, oh, look at the brown people are committing more crime. I'm saying you're not going to frame me with that line. So we've got some examples of that. We also have the Navy SEAL I've had on the show who thinks he killed bin Laden. They did raid a building protected by the military in Pakistan. They did kill a guy who looked just like bin Laden. Some said it was a body double. But nobody can say the guy hadn't been in a bunch of combat and highly decorated. And he's been on the show before, so I'm going to tell the producers, let's try to get him on. But the guy that reportedly killed bin Laden's come out and said he doesn't think Charlie Kirk was shot with 30-06. Looks like an exploding microphone to him. And I told you back about a month ago that I talked to a lot of Navy SEALs, Delta Force guys, Army, Green Berets, and they all early on said, doesn't look like a 30-06, obviously. But now they've got even more prominent people, some of the most prominent soldiers ever coming out and saying that. Also, on the war front, Germany to join French nuclear exercise, preparing for nuclear war with Russia. Mondami says he may still order Netanyahu's arrest when he comes to New York in September. D.C. Circuit Court gives Trump a huge election integrity victory win. Got a bunch of election fraud news just 3 months out from the midterms. Huge stack of flock news. Wow, that's really coming to a head. I meant to get to that Saturday, but I had some stuff I had to take care of, so I'd do a special Saturday show, but I'll be getting into some of that today in detail. Also, police find a dead body at the gangster home of squad member Anaina Presley's home. But what's interesting is he's a convicted high-level narcotics trafficker, 2006, spent a bunch of time in prison, and then now he's the head of public safety over the police in Boston. Famously mafia run by the FBI and Whitey Bulger and all those nice folks. Yeah, and I'm sure nothing will be done by the DOJ on that front. Also, we now know it was the produce out of Mexico. It's making everybody sick with the explosive diarrhea and the deadly bacteria that's also killed some people. Of course, the main group buying that's Taco Bell. I remember jokes at the time saying, don't explosive diarrhea, don't eat Taco Bell. Turns out the meme is now real. FDA announces testing that linked Taylor Farms from Mexico to nationwide Silo Capora outbreak that was continues. So now they're linking it to Taco Bell, and now they're saying maybe not. Point is, this stuff is all over the place, all sorts of nice third world bacteria here now. I said this last week when he was on Rogan. A lot of times I break things because I don't just wait for the corporate media to say so. I mean, I said 2 years ago, I said, we're now in a new world war, and soon you'll see the Rand Corporation, the Pentagon, and the Russians say that. And about a week later, they all came out and said, yeah, this is officially now a new world war. You have all the different ingredients to it and different proxy wars and regions and different blocks against each other. And so I said, J.D. Vance is breaking with the White House and breaking with Trump on the war and on Epstein and everything else. That's what he did. And then now it's in the London Telegraph and the Washington Post everywhere. J.D. Vance breaks ranks in gamble for power with Trump. So, wow, that's breaking today. Wow, I did you know that happened? People say, well, how are you saying he broke with him? I haven't seen it in the news. Well, I can see what it is. See, a lot of times I say something first, and I'll tell you, I'm saying it. So that's all coming up. And then we've got the disturbing trans Maine Senate candidate who is very creepy, saying that he puts tampons in his butt. Trans Maine Senate candidate claims he bleeds through his rectum when he's on his monthly period. Quote, when you don't have the proper hole, it finds other exits. And everyone's agreeing. Yes, you have a uterus attached to your lower intestine. Yes, that's right. This is who wants access to our children, top blob maxer of 2026. That's all coming up, and so much more today. We also have the Muslims have joined in with the EU committee and the Olympic committee, saying ban women wearing short skirts in the Olympics or leotards. and people really roasted them. So I'm going to torture you today with some of the videos that the Muslim groups want banned. And we have the Muslims running around completely insane. A lot of that, I mean, I can only really scratch the surface. I did all 4 hours on them. But they won the mayor in North Dallas, the richest area in Texas, is Frisco, hands down. That's the most money, the most billionaires, the most everything. And now the Muslims have the mayor and most of the city council, and they announced Sharia law will be installed on the dais. And we have video of that for you. Also, there's this thing about crazed Sikhs. So I'm not attacking Sikhs in general, though they go back to the thuggy that prayed and killed people in India. But they have this thing where they display and bug their eyes out and make demon faces. And so imagine you're at a major gym and there's a guy with daggers and knives all over him, and then he's making gorilla sounds and running around. And they said, sir, you're not allowed to be in here with swords and daggers. And then he complained, and they fired the lady, saying, well, because it's liberal, just like in England, 13 groups can have knives that aren't white. Now, a white person cannot have a knife. They're even talking about banning butcher knives. They throw you in jail for it. You can have a plastic Zelda sword. A guy went to jail for that. He had a video game sword. He got video game paraphernalia. They said, oh, you're a white guy. You know, 6 months in jail, you're not allowed to have a Zelda sword, plastic toy sword. But if you're Muslim or Sikh or anything else, you're allowed to. Not if you're Scottish, not if you're Irish. Of course, it's my religion to have a 9mm as well on my side. But that doesn't count. But for them, it does. You can go in and growl and be aggressive and bug your eyes out at everybody and just do whatever you want. And if you don't, it's like when in Canada and in the Netherlands and in England, they do it as an activism thing. Men go in and they say, I want a pap smear on my cervix. And the nurse or doctor, they've all been fired in every case. It's a nurse or a doctor, sometimes both. They come in and they say, sir, you have a large penis. And the guy says, no, I want you to do my pap smear. And it's part of the activism. And they tell him, well, you stick your arm up my rear end and check my uterus. And they say, no, I'm not doing it. And you are fired. You have a crazy person come in, spread their legs. In a couple cases, they stunk. One man had a giant penis, it said in the police report, and tattoos all over him, and was obviously on drugs. And just some crazy homeless person spreads her legs and tells a woman, you know, do this to me. And he says, no, I'm not going to perform a weird sexual act on you. I'm a medical professional. You're fired. You must bow to the insanity. You must worship. Oh, I've got a trans drag queen story time where they have the children, a new video just saying, I am trans. I love trans. Trans is fun. I am trans. Trans is fun. Just brainwashing. Mind control. Total mind control. It's all coming up. And you know what can stop these people? Exposing them, not bowing to them, not following their political correctness, speaking out against them. All right. And funding this operation and getting incredible products at the same time. You know, I don't hype things. I'm all about being accurate. Just like our information, well, our products are amazing. And if you get these products and you use them, they're going to make you healthier, more focused, more clarity. They all work in synergy together. They all work different ways. They're incredible. The buy one, get one free ends tonight. Ultimate CMOS capsules. Concentrated. You have to eat a whole bowl of our CMOS in one capsule. And that's got 93 trace elements and minerals, the very strongest organic form of delivery of iodine. Ultimate NAD, super strong. Do you know what NAD does? Oh, it's magic for your body and your energy and your stamina and your cells. Buy one, get one free. Discounts on those Ultimate CMOS capsules. That all ends tonight. And then, for a limited time, every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com gets you 50 entries to win the brand new 2026 Ram 250 Laramie. That means $50 order gets you 2,500 entries. $100 order gets you 5,000 entries. $200 order gets you 10,000 entries. Give away another super vehicle every month. It's time to stock up on supplements, grab new gear, lock in water filters, all of it massively increase your chances to win. Anything you buy gets you entered to win 50x entries at thealexjonesstore.com. For every dollar, the deal ends Friday, July 24th at midnight. Only 4 days away from another giveaway. Time is just flying by. Also, the new summer apparel. We can show you some B-roll of that. I designed most of these. I think they're great designs. People love them. I like the simple Betsy Ross flag on a royal blue shirt that says Rebel Scum since 1776. America, 76, 250 years. Look at that bad boy. And then we've got wife beaters. Everybody wanted those. Well, you've got cool 1980-style tank tops that say, make Orwell fiction again. Don't spy on me. Flock cameras. Getting. I love the new outdoor performance, very lightweight white dress shirt. Super comfortable. Absolutely amazing. It's like an outdoor, really light. You could exercise in it, but it looks like a dress shirt. There is so much cool stuff. More freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Also, notice this is all the rage now. We had it first. Nixon for 28. Shut up, hippie. Nixon's now a huge trend, and so much more. A whole section on Nixon shirts. All the coolest ball caps, and it funds the operation. And this is just the new stuff. Then you've got the classic bestsellers page. You got to have a way to navigate almost 1,000 shirts and ball caps. Look at the bestsellers. Gulf of America. Rebellion to Tyrants, Obedience to God. Save the Frogs. American. Question Everything. Look at all those bad boys. Those are the bestsellers of all time. And then we've got the bestsellers of the new shirts up there as well. And I've also called for a white trash line. I'm saying I am in a funny way. Classic like, trucker shirts with like a hot chick on the front with the American flag all posterized. Those are up there now. There is so much cool stuff at thealexjonesstore.com. Got a politically incorrect line. If you're looking for whatever it is, I mean, they say the American flag is politically correct. They say the Gadsden flag is politically correct. Well, so we got the good old battle flag of the Confederacy up there for you, just in everybody's face, whatever. It's all about having fun and exercising our First Amendment in the face of the leftist. But nothing's more triggering than the Gulf of America shirt to the left. They just absolutely hate it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everybody that buys anything should be a VIP. Spend $30 a month, canceling time for free, one click. Get $40 to spend instantly, special deals, special offers, and huge sales and everything else. We have the silver coins selling out soon, fundraiser, and we have the shower filters, highest rated, takes out the most toxin. Those are available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everything's there. I need your support. You're crazy if you don't do it. These products will change your life. Hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the Second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc. The flower of the Renaissance challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum. We are the future and we are winning. You wanted 1980 style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, make Orwell fiction again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Gain-of-function research is a type of biomedical research where pathogens are adulterated, viruses are adulterated to make them more potent or to change the way that they function.
It's a big deal. Could have been that we wouldn't have had the problem we had.
Right? A lot of people say that, sir.
If we had this done.
There is now another new director of the nation's top public health agency. President announcing on Truth Social that Dr. Erica Schwartz will take over as the next leader of the CDC.
I do believe that mRNA technology is safe and effective. Thank you. I appreciate that.
We found in this study, looking at the vaccine adverse event reporting system, these vaccines have killed like 2,600% more children than measles has for the past 30 years.
In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked with?
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few when we were studying them originally, before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
The end game has always been, and Bill Gates said this very clearly in 2011, the World Health Organization has stipulated this from 2011, and they recited again in 2018 and 2019, their end game is the decrease of the population of humanity on this planet. And that's a polite way of saying that these are sociopathic murderers who are actually building weapons to conveniently turn what we call healthcare into the front line of the biggest mercenary deployment of mass murdering psychopaths we've ever seen on this planet. And we as a society need to understand that it's not coming from a foreign adversary. It's coming from domestic adversaries who are intent on destroying the orderly structure of the United States.
I think Bill Gates has done more damage to the world's health than probably any other individual, aided and abetted by Tony Fauci.
You murdering Bill Gates!
Michael Barnes!
You son of a
bitch! You have blood on your hands! You have blood!
True, but you're a certified medical doctor, so, I mean, you're not allowed to do something to me without consent. It's a felony. I'm asking how Bill Gates and Google run around in Latin America and here and then dump out GMO mosquitoes with God knows what to supposedly, you know, flying syringes is what they call it. Who gave him the right? I got to go to the hospital, the doctor, and sign consent forms. Why does Dr. Bill Gates get to rape me and my family and put in my body what he wants?
I believe it was Tennessee that outlawed edible vaccines in their grocery store. Because, again, you don't know what the dose is. You don't know how much you're supposed to eat. I mean, what happens if you're supposed to eat one head of lettuce and you eat 10 heads of lettuce? What kind of dose does that do to your body? The whole vaccine industry, honestly, Alex, just needs to blow up and go away.
House Bill 1894 merely would require any food that contains a vaccine or vaccine material would have to be classified as a drug and labeled as such.
So it's no secret that Bill Gates is one of the most hated evil people on earth. And that he put all his money into tax-free foundations, so he basically pays no taxes. That he uses large parts of the profit to buy off all the major regulatory institutions of the world at the UN, globalist level, and at the national level. And people that want to kill everybody pose as liberal-loving, you know, take this shot, take this COVID shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it. But they want to get rid of the poor, they want to get rid of the middle class, they want to get rid of the white people, they want to get rid of everybody that basically stands in their way. And what they really want is the power to kill whoever they want.
We were going to make a movie together, and they just had a beautiful new baby. And I said, well, what shots did you give the baby? She said, none. And I said, what? She said, yeah, they're too small to absorb those toxins right now. They don't have an immune system. They have an external immune system. Their mother's breast milk.
Yes.
And I said, well, why do you tell other people to get it? We said, well, that's up to them. When we went to school, it's like three shots. Now, it's staggering. It's 72 different doses of 16 different vaccines before the age of six. And we're wondering, why is there, and people go, I can't have anything to do with it. I can't have anything to do with it. Are you nuts? So.
By the way, I should say for the record, I think YouTube will censor this.
No, they will.
They'll demonetize it just for having this conversation.
I'm sorry. Well, you might have to put this out there with this part cut out.
You cannot, under any moral justification, come up with an excuse that says it's acceptable to have a death rate of American citizens. And that's a quote that has come not only from Moderna, but also from Pfizer. They accept a death rate of American citizens for the purpose of what? Their own profiteering and the mass murder of Americans.
The info war is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app, go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now. At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dear, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
They called me crazy. They called me paranoid. But now they know I was right. Tonight, more conspiracies that turned out to be true on this episode.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two of this live Monday, July 20th, Monday transmission 2026. Here's what I want to do. I want to open the phones up on the Iran situation escalating completely out of control, Trump leaning towards ground invasion, the facts there. I want to hear from a specific group and I want it to be first-time callers so you get through and you're not on hold a long time. I want to hear from veterans, people that have operated missile systems, ground troops, logistics. Maybe you worked on a C-130, were a crew chief on a helicopter. I don't care if you flew a desk, because I love all the different angles and perspectives. If you heard me last hour do 45 minutes on Iran, and you heard me play different clips of different geopolitical experts, military experts, do you think I'm wrong, or am I right, or am I overall right? Am I wrong about something? We're 143 days into this fiasco, and then we're going right up the escalation ladder. What do you think is happening? What do you think we should do? If you agree with me, what are the off-ramps for Trump? Because the mullahs are being belligerent because they think it's the end of the world, and they've got a bunch of missiles, and they've got Iran and allied with China and Russia giving them telemetry with the satellites to hit us. They're taking out our ships, our bases, our radar. Our media is like, oh, our bases are empty. Oh, no, they're not empty, all of them. It's killing troops and wounding them. And the radar is giant and expensive. You can't move it around. They've taken out basically all of our super high-tech radar that's used for weapons targeting, you name it. And they've taken out a bunch of the desalinization plants of countries that have our bases in them. It is causing people to flee the UAE. It is shaking their economy to the core. And remember, Trump said they were out of missiles. And he said a month ago when he was 80th birthday at the UFC fight, oh, I'm signing the MOU. In fact, we haven't played Trump signs the MOU. That's clip 29. I mean, this is historic. I want to get your take on that. And then the Iran situation is only one part of the larger New World War. And we're in that now. The question is, will it go nuclear? We already put the maps up showing all the way up from Russia and Ukraine, right down through Eastern Europe, right into the Middle East, the energy war. A lot of big graphics show that, and that's what this is. And at the end of the day, BlackRock and the globalists are very happy because it is wrecking the average country's economy, and the average person pushes us into debt, and the central banks have unlimited money to loan out. They want to bankrupt the world economy as a great reset and bring in the world government central bank digital currencies. But yeah, look at this map. Nations on every continent will be directly impacted, already are. If you think gas prices at $4.10 an average is bad, if you think diesel over $5 a gallon is bad, they estimate it could go up double if there's a ground invasion. It's all one energy world war. Other commodity supply chains, from fertilizer to grain, are functions of energy supply containment. If you include Ukrainian strikes against Russia on the Caspian Sea, the distance between the conflict zones shrinks to only 500 kilometers. You have the Nord Stream blown up 3 years ago. It all compounds. It's time to realize that we are in an energy world war. It's only 500 kilometers from the Russian-Ukraine conflict to the U.S.-Iran conflict zone. 500 kilometers, 300 miles. The combined war zone stretches 8,000 kilometers, or 5,000 miles. NATO countries are supplying Ukraine with deep strike weapons to attack Russia. Russia is providing Iran with ISR targeting info. In a new form of proxy warfare, NATO is using Ukraine as a launching pad for attacks on Russia. Russia says they're getting ready to respond, hitting NATO countries. Do you get how dangerous this is? I get mad at myself after the show sometimes when I see a clip or a rebroadcast, and I'm like, I don't have enough urgency. I've gotten a normalcy bias. I'm sleepwalking into this. So here's the number. And by the way, you don't just have to be a veteran or active duty from the United States. If you're in Europe or Australia or New Zealand or Canada or the UK, you got skin in the game. Hell, everybody does. If you have been in the Ukrainian military, we'd love to hear from you, or Russian military. If you've been in the Polish military, the German military, NATO. If you have been in the Saudi Arabian military or the Iranian military. Military, former and current, veterans and current. Here's the number. Just dial your country access code, the U.S. code, 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And all I ask is be ready with your point. Make it so I can get to more of you. And then if you ask me a question, then I'll pontificate, which is a catch-22, because I want to hear from you. I want to get to more of you. And then in the next hour, we're going to do the deep dive on where's all the big UFO disclosure? Where's all the stuff we were told about? 2 weeks ago, Fox aired some new stuff that they released, a little more spicy, a little more interesting than what they released a few months ago, but really a nothing burger. Most of you can tell is human craft. What has all this hype been about? Did they pull back from a fake alien invasion blue beam? We know that's been on the table. That's coming up next hour. And I'll continue with calls into the fourth hour, but I'm going to put enough calls on the board just to get to you this hour, and then we'll open the phones up again in the fourth hour after we switch gears and switch back in. But I wanted to play this. Rob O'Neill is a listener of the show, and I was flattered about a year ago when we got contacted. He said, hey, well, I'm in town. I'd like to come on the show. By the way, Rob, we want you back on. So producers, get him. I've been wanting him on about other stuff. I guess he's been too busy, but we'll see if we can get him on. He's a guy credited with killing Bin Laden, and he certainly is highly decorated. Helicopters went in. One crashed. It was by a Pakistan military base. There was some big 6'8" guy they shot. Looked like Bin Laden. But reportedly, it could have been a body double. I'm not taking away from anything that the Navy SEALs did. But he has a lot of credibility, put to you that way. But it's not just him. I've talked to a lot of Green Berets, Delta Force guys. I've talked to Navy SEALs. They've talked to their friends. And they said early on, that's obviously not a 30-06. Well, everybody can see that. Oh, frangible round, all that crap. And then, Tyler Robinson plops the sight on there. Well, you can put a red dot on a gun most of the time and it shoots accurate. But you don't put a telescopic 10-power scope on and put it on, even if you put it on slowly and right, and think you dial it in. I've done this hundreds of times. I mean, if your gun falls over in your truck when you're going out hunting, it'll knock it off a few inches. But if you take the telescopic scope on and put it back on and even set it right like you thought it was at the same turn of the screws, you're going to be 6-8 inches off if you're lucky. Everybody who's done this knows that. You get a new scope, you got to go sight it in. At first, you bore sight it in the fancy ways with a laser, and then you dial it in, and then you pull the trigger, and the bullet's 8 inches away, and then you walk it in until you're hitting right in the center at 100 yards. And then maybe you want to be shooting at 1,000 yards, so depending on your rifle, you look at elevation, all that, so maybe you set it where it shoots a little high, but nowadays the scopes just have those elevation marks, which are great to use. I mean, I'm no sniper. I have to, figure out when I get a new scope, how it even works, and then get shooting pretty good with it, but I don't know about Coriolis and wind and all that crap. I mean, I've been in high winds before where it's blowing pretty steady, and I know that, that hog's about 400 yards away, and wind's about 20 miles an hour. So I'm shooting that way, and it's blowing this way. Yeah, I'll shoot a few inches further up than where I would, and, but I'm not like a sniper. There's so much goes into it. But I just know about putting telescopic scopes on. So for people that don't do that, they're like, really, Alex? But anybody that's done it goes, abso-frickin-lutely. So here is Rob O'Neill on Fox News coming out and saying that he doesn't buy the official story. What he sees happen looks like an explosion. And, of course, we're talking about the what most people think it's the microphone. The military I talked to like a week after, and sometimes your first assessment turns out to be your best, they were all saying looks like it was what you'd have like as a squib in Hollywood and stunt stuff where, the gun has a cap in it, so it sounds like it's gone off. That triggers a wireless system, just like a garage door opener, that makes the squib packet of blood blow up, and it's a small explosive, so it looks very real. And you'll have it where it goes through and there's some blood. You have a bigger squib on the back, and the back blows up, or back of the head. You can have a big one where there's a pack on the back, so a bunch of blood shoots out. And I'm not saying Charlie wasn't killed. I'm not saying the Israelis didn't do it. I'm not saying Tyler Robinson didn't do it, because I don't know. When I know something, like this Iran war is not going to go well, we're going to be in this for months, if not years, it's going to kill the global economy, probably pressure for ground invasion and nukes, it all been war game. That was an easy prediction to make. On this Charlie Kirk thing, it gives me a headache, because I can't figure out what the hell's going on. But I do know this. I know what's not true, and it's the official story. And now you've got more and more of these Green Berets and Delta Force and Navy SEAL Team 6 people going public, because most of the ones I know behind the scenes are like, it's all crap. It's not real, but no, I'm not ready to come on. No, don't quote me, because, I didn't talk to a bunch of the guys, and they think the same thing, but I can't speak for them. And I've not even really said a bunch of names on air, but I've gotten the phone calls. Don't say, I don't speak for everybody. I didn't even say your name, most of you. But I've talked to a bunch of these people. Didn't pull that out of my booty, as you see now. So here's Rob O'Neill. Effing annihilated the story of what happened on Charlie Kirk perfectly, says Travis on X. I've killed more than a handful of people, and that looks like an explosion to me. What if the bullet hit the spine? Nah, absolutely not. Yeah. I've hit spines on elk. I've hit spines on bison. I've hit spines on mule. I've hit spines on whitetail. I've hit spines on 100-pound hogs, 400-pound hogs, and they don't explode. Now, I've shot a hog with a 300 Win Mag at about 150 yards one time. It went right in the back of the head, side back of the head. Almost no blood, blew a huge flap of skin off about 8 inches, and blew the brain out all over the ground. And it just falls over, and it was the strangest thing, because I guess the pressure and the gas inside the skull cavity did that. And it just, the whole brain was blown out. The brain stem was kind of sticking up out of the spine. Just whole brain out. But I've hit the spines, and they don't even really bleed, and then they just buckle, and bullets go right through them. I mean, 9 millimeters go right through them. But 30-odd sixth, I mean, even weaker rounds, 308, still, you know, a baby magnum. That's not a technical term, but all, in the magnum range. But, I mean, 7 millimeter mag, my favorite 300 Win Mag for accuracy. That's just my gun. I've got a 338 Lapua. And I'm sure it's me, but I'm just not the, I wouldn't. Laser beam 300 Win Mag. Laser beam. Everybody loves the Creedmoor. That's laser beam, but for a big round. Okay. I'm salivating. I need to stop talking about 300 Win Mags. I just never mess with them. It's insane. Jackrabbits, 1,000 yards vaporized. It's just insane. But here's Rob O'Neill talking about this. And what are you going to say to him? Here it is.
Rob, you know what you're talking about. That's why we had you on. You know about ballistics. You shot bin Laden. What bothers you the most about this investigation?
Thanks for having me, Rob, and good to see you, General Hull.
You too.
A lot of things bother it bothers me about this. Nothing in particular. It's not like I'm out there saying big lie or conspiracy or someone did it. I'm just saying I've been in a lot of shootings. I've killed more than a handful of people, and this thing looked shady off the bat. I mean, just I've killed people closer than I saw the camera, and I've never seen a shirt move like that. That looks like an explosion to me. Just the fact that no one started doing first aid to Charlie Kirk, they were more concerned about getting SIM cards out of cameras, removing cameras, and then getting him off the X somehow. There didn't seem a lot of concern for his life. It seemed like just clean it up. And then, I mean, I've been told they paved it over a couple days later. And then you get Erica Kirk behind all the razzle-dazzle, and she's really quick to forgive the alleged shooter, which technically says that was him because I forgive him, but that you can't forgive Candace Owens for having an opinion or asking questions. And they mock people by saying, oh, I'm just asking questions. Yeah, I'm a SEAL Team 6 sniper. I'm asking a lot of questions. No one wants to answer them.
And you're able to ask these questions because you've been there. General, same to you. So this rifle, so this 30-06, it's a powerful rifle. What do you make of this narrative that the bullet might have hit Charlie's spine, which would explain why the damage wasn't what you would typically see with a rifle like that from that range?
No, that's not what happened. And this is the thing that hurts here is, and what bothers me the most out of it.
Wait, did you say, General, you don't think that's what happened?
Absolutely not. I'm with Rob. Something exploded on him. But I don't have to get into the details because I'm not in a court of law having to prove a darn thing. Here's what bothers me is there are millions of vets with Rob's training. Training in combat arms as low as mine is. I'm a pilot. But we have enough training to know better than the garbage that was foisted upon us from the Justice Department that day where they seemingly solved the case in about 8 hot seconds. And we know better. You're not going to take a 30-06 with a kid who's never killed anybody up onto a roof. He takes his first life and does all the things that Rob says he did. So what bothers me, Rob, in all of this is that they know that we know better, and yet they foist this as the narrative and the parable anyway. Why would you do that?
Well,
why would you do that in a circus where there's so many of us who are already going to go, well, that's not exactly what happened at all?
You know, Lee Harvey Oswald, 1963 in Dallas, I think a lot of people never thought something like that could happen again.
Magic bullet.
Because now everybody's got a cell phone, everybody's got a camera. Except for this day in September, in general, that's your opinion and you're entitled to that. But there is this narrative, Rob, about this gun. Again, tell everyone at home about this rifle, this .30-06, that Tyler Robinson would have had to take apart, get up onto the roof, put back together, and then he apparently jumped off the roof with it, and then he was seen eating, apparently, at a steakhouse right down the road, not that long after this assassination took place.
We're going to break. Come back with your calls directly, but no one talks about the scope. Listen, I'm not an armorer. I'm not a sniper, but I've been shooting guns since I was 4 years old. Sit down in granddaddy's lap with a .410 shooting Folgers cans, teach you the power. Don't touch these except when we say you can use them. By the time I was six, I was shooting bullseye 50 yards with a .22 with a 3-power scope or open sights. I mean, I've shot some guns, okay? But we'll do a whole nother show sometime where gun experts can call in and tell me I'm wrong. Do you slap a telescopic scope on and off and on, and does the son of a bitch shoot anywhere on the center of the paper? If you could tell me I'm wrong, I'd love to hear it. That's the issue, not how fast he can put the damn thing on. You think in a couple minutes that you can screw that on, it's going to work? I mean, this is just, you got a general on there, you got Rob O'Neill on there, famous Navy SEAL saying, look, I don't know what's going on, but the official story ain't true. That's exactly where I'm at. Solzhenitsyn quote, we know that they are lying. They know that we know they are lying. They even know that we know they are lying. We also know that they know we know they are lying too. They, of course, know that we certainly know they know they are lying too as well. But they are still lying. In our country, the lie has not just become a moral category, but a pillar of industry of this country, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And that's what we've become. We're going to break. I'm going to post this clip, the full clip, to X for Alex Jones and on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. Share that link. But on Fox, they got guests saying this. On Newsmax, they got guests saying this. I got more of these clips. The whole thing's falling apart. No one is buying it. No one is buying. They didn't steal the 2020 election. We saw them. They got caught covering up the windows with boards everywhere, all these states, and 1 a.m. vans pulling in, Chinese getting out with the damn things. Now we have the CIA documents. They were landing in planes with it. We knew all that then. We don't believe. We know the shots killed 30 million people. We know Bill Gates is a mass murdering criminal. We know, we know, we know, we know. World Economic Forum has their meetings last year and this year. They're like, we got to get trust back. Everybody hates us. Nobody likes us. Everybody. Yeah, Bill, you'll have a Bill Gates video when he services once a year now, and he'll have 10,000 comments, and I can't find one that's for him. I mean, people are done. And the globalists are like, okay, you're done? How about we just start a giant world war? How about that? That'll teach you. All right, we're coming right back with your phone calls. Jamie, Rodney, Todd, Cody, Bill, Joe. I'm coming out of this break hot, and I'm going right to your calls on the Iran fiasco. Stay with us. I'm extremely excited about this. You know we always have the strongest turmeric at the AlexJonesStore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. It's the very same great manufacturer that made this, made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric. And it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients. They're known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this is works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had that's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle, so 2-month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off, it's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexjonesstore.com. The new ultimate liquid turmeric tincture. and it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate, 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger, and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy, turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free, gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins that are about to sell out, the amazing shower filters of the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Watching the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today.
Move! Jesus, they're everywhere! Sweeping the whole base! Oh, no. Oh, my God! For your TV viewer, you can see it. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. I'm showing you different shots of Iranians hitting our bases. And we're blowing up their entire 20-story buildings, government buildings. It is absolute bedlam. The war is off the races, $2.3 billion a day. They're talking about ground invasion. And this is a fact, and I'm going to your calls. You can disagree if you want, but it's a fact. This was designed to be a fiasco, the next leg of the Great Reset to hurt the world economy. At the 35,000-foot level, that's what it is. And Israel's doing it because Netanyahu didn't want to go to prison. He needs to keep a war going. And Trump doesn't have an off-ramp, and the mullahs are, think they have the cards of the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to try to hang on. I wish they would fold. I mean, believe me, I don't like to. I like this war in one way or another. But we're in a lot of trouble. And the globalists stand to gain from this. I want to hear from the military. We're going to take orders. We're going to take calls in the order that they are received. Let's go to Rodney in Tennessee first, and we'll go to everybody else. Military Special Operations calling from Tennessee. What is your view of the situation? Am I wrong? Am I right? What do you have to say? Thank you.
Well, Alex, buddy, brother, I love you, man. You're good. You are highly accurate, but for some reason, there is a massive component of what's going on in the world that you are either neglecting to communicate to your listeners, or it is being missed. The status of what is going on in Iran is no different than the status of what's going on within the country. There is an assumption that Donald Trump is a bonehead, that the Trump administration have no idea what's going on in the world. And I will tell you, that is a massive miscalculation on the part of everyone thinking it. Now, is it strategic who might be thinking that? Absolutely. But I can tell you, and I'm stepping way out of bounds here, I am saying things on this call that I should not be saying and that my team buddies would not say. And, you know, it calls into question Rob O'Neill, but I'm going to leave that for another day. But we have silence in the military. Silence is a strategy. Talking is an omission of that strategy. So when you think about what's going on in Iran, you think about what went on in Iraq, think about the two different approaches. One was intended to be a forever war. One could never turn into a forever war. Why? What does it take to have a forever war? It takes a worthy adversary. We do not have a worthy adversary in our scenario right now. So I'm not drawing conclusions. I'm not giving away any strategies. But what I am telling you is there is a massive miss on how you're covering Donald Trump, the administration, in how it's playing out the war in Iran.
Okay, Rodney, you got my attention, and I don't like to miss it. That's why I open the phones for military, because I learn a lot. And so I'm not saying Trump is an idiot on most issues. I'm not saying he's an idiot on this. He has said he thought they would fall in 4 days. I understand that the Iranians have had their military degraded. And if Trump would have said that what this was about, then that would have been what it was about. You're saying they're not a worthy adversary. The analysts I'm reading say they're way bigger adversary than Afghanistan or Iraq. And so you're saying loose lips sink ships, that we just don't know what the trust the planner. I mean, what's, you say out on a limb saying Trump knows what he's doing. I hope that's the case. What are you specifically saying?
So when you talk to me about an analyst, I do not consider the people you have on analysts. The people you have on are individuals who are willing to talk. There's a big difference. If you were to have me on your show, we would have a conversation of ambiguity. I could steer you in general direction. I could take you to certain subjects, and I could enlighten you on certain strategies. But I would
If you tell me this is really about cutting off China's IMEC corridor, if anything, this is the only successful thing being done here, and then that's been decided to do, and then just say it's about Israel, which I'm not saying that's the case. Israel uses lobby to get this war because they want it. But I do know there are other interests involved in this. I could see some logic.
Alex, you're compartmentalizing. You've got to stop that. Don't look at China as an isolated incident. Don't look at Iran as an isolated
incident. That's what I just said. I said this is part of a new world war. I'm doing the opposite.
Don't look at the 2020 election as an isolated incident. You cannot isolate these and then be accurate.
I said last week China isn't one of the main threats and is involved stealing our elections. I've always said that. We have the evidence. And that this is all part of a larger war.
Well, yeah, but Alex, just because you say that doesn't mean your audience is getting it when you say that Donald Trump is an idiot on this thing and he's not an idiot on this thing. Humanity says that if you're an idiot, you're an idiot.
I think, listen. You know the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane, told Trump this is not a good idea. So you're
okay, fine. That's fine. Maybe that dude doesn't understand the global implications of what we are doing right now.
No, he understands that in the peace of American dominance that this is a bigger bite than we can absorb.
That's crazy talk.
All right, listen. Sir, I'm really missing what you're saying. Okay. So you just said they're not a worthy adversary like Iraq? I disagree with that statement.
Alex, you are telling me right now on this phone that you honestly believe Iran is a worthy adversary of the United States of America. You honestly, in God's name, believe that.
Are you saying Vietnam is not a worthy adversary?
You can't do that. That is not the same situation.
All right. I appreciate your call. I'm not trying to give you like 5 minutes. I got to get everybody else. I understand you want to be loyal to the president and loyal to a mission, and that's what soldiers are trained to do. I do not see the logic in what you're saying. And I throw out all the pieces here. I think this was a big mistake. I think it's going to kill the world economy. It already is. It's going to hurt our recovery. There are other ways to not have a giant war that costs billions of dollars a day, that causes energy prices to explode and inflation to explode, to get rid of the IMEC corridor and all that. I'm trying to, like, argue for you, trying to see what you're saying the strategic thing is here. And I don't think you can answer the question. I think there's a little bit of hiding behind secrecy there. Like, there's something I don't know. And by the way, guest we have on the show, when I talk about analyst, I mean, I'm talking about, like, all these military experts, Rand Corporation. I mean, maybe you don't know that the Pentagon leaked and it turned out it was General Kane 5 days before this war, that this was not a good idea and we wouldn't get regime change probably. I mean, that's admitted, by the way. I mean, that's all over the news. All right. Well, I spent too long with that caller. I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at myself because I got to get to everybody, like I said. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Texas, Navy Engineer Missiles. Todd, what's your take on the situation? Thanks for calling.
Well, I was wanting to jump through the damn phone. I just can't believe that first caller. There's no way he's special forces. The thing about the Iran war, you're dead on. And them not being an adversary, that's 90 million people and a million-man army. Are you freaking nuts? Logistically, when we went to war against Iraq, that was not a worthy adversary. And logistically, we went through the Suez Canal. You want to talk about an eerie feeling? All you need is a Stinger shoulder-fired missile, and you can take out an entire freaking battle group. It is so scary going through the Suez Canal. I can't even tell you. But then how are you going to bring everybody over? We staged everything in Saudi Arabia and rolled right on in. And if we bring everything over now, they're showing right now that they can hit every one of our bases. So how are you going to get everybody over there in the equipment? It takes months. It took us months to get everything ready to invade Iraq. And so to stretch this out with what's going on now is I got out of the Navy and turned around and went into semiconductor for 25 years. I've been in every freaking test floor there is from every semiconductor plant. I still talk to my friends in the Philippines and Malaysia. They don't have oil. They don't have ways to get people to the sites to make semiconductor. Everything that we have is dependent on chips, and the majority of them, because we don't make them here anymore, and we used to. So if you look at the broader things of what this is doing in Iran, you're dead on. It's logistically going to be a nightmare.
And I'm not trying to be mean to the caller. He's mad at Rob O'Neill, who's been out of the Navy SEALs for years, giving his opinion about a domestic murder. A veteran's not supposed to give his opinion? I think veterans have as much right as anybody, maybe more, to talk about current things in America.
There's no way he's special forces. You can't be that stupid. You're going to go up against a million-man army. You got mountains surrounding this place, and they've already proven that their missiles are extremely accurate. and they're definitely getting help from China. Why wouldn't China be helping them? Because we're strangling their oil.
And we are giving, so, we're giving Ukraine, we don't give it, we direct all the weapons, as you know.
Absolutely. And we shouldn't be involved in, this is, you've been dead on from the very beginning, Alex, and the only thing that you don't touch on, and nobody does, because it's kind of a, even as big as semiconductor is, most people know nothing about it.
No, I know the helium, half the helium in the world comes through the Strait, and you got to have that and a bunch of other stuff. It's terrible.
Oh, it's tons of stuff that goes into making everything. I've been on TSMC. I've been Intel, Samsung. I've set up all those floors. I did it for 25 years. I built equipment. I built my company here in 2003. Texas Instruments was my biggest customer. We have so much stuff that comes out of the Middle East that we need beyond just fuel and fertilizer, but for semiconductor, and we've got this basically shut down. And when you go through the Straits of Hormuz, we go full blast, and nobody talks about the USS Stark that got shot by an Exocet missile. I believe it was in the late 70s, early 80s, even I can't remember exactly when. And when you're floating around out there, you've got little boats that disguise themselves as fishing boats that are trying to put sticky bombs on the side of your freaking ship. You know, you got, we did minesweep operations. That's nerve wracking because we were protecting the minesweepers and then watching them blow, the EOD guys go blow that stuff up. And then on,
well, let's expand on that though. Like you said, all they need is a shoulder fire missile in a place like the Suez. Well, it's the same thing. It's only 18 miles across there, and they've got all the, they've got Chinese anti-ship missiles that can hit our aircraft carriers. That's why they won't bring the missile cruisers in or any of that. But they don't even need those type missiles to take out those cargo ships and oil tankers. All they need is primitive missiles or artillery, which they've got.
And so here's how we would have to get our supplies and whatnot. We could not do UNRWAPs in the Gulf. You had to go back out through the Straits of Hormuz, and you pulled out into the Arabian Sea. Then we would have a tender pull up next to us, and you would have one ship on one side, another ship on the other side. You go 10 knots, you shoot over these cables, pull your shit over, plug in your fuel lines, and then start bringing stores over on cables, and then you got a helicopter coming dropping shit on. You can't do that in the Gulf. You can't. So that means every single ship has to go in and out of the Gulf if we're even going to try to go in the Gulf. We can't go in the Gulf right now. We did everything. We had two battle groups in the freaking Gulf during the Iraq war, and all they were shooting at us was freaking Scud missiles.
Well, let me, exactly, which is a 1950s weapon. So let me ask you this question. What do you make of the fact that suddenly their missiles are changing direction, firing MIRV packages, and hitting down to feet precision? Obviously, the Russians and Chinese are giving them satellite telemetry and more, but worse than that, It doesn't appear we know suddenly, and they've said this a couple months ago, they said, look, we've been hitting you with our old missiles. We're about to hit you with our new ones. Well, it looks like these new missiles are extremely sophisticated.
Well, I can tell you this. We had electronic warfare. Every ship has electronic warfare capabilities. They have obviously getting this either from China or Russia. Somebody who has the ability to that our electronic warfare isn't working, because Iran didn't build these missiles themselves. They're pretty sophisticated and extremely smart people. I have Iranian friends, extremely smart. I've worked with them in semiconductor. They can do a lot, but not by themselves.
So what does Trump need to do in closing? You're a great caller, but I got to move on.
I agree with you. We need to find an exit strategy and as soon as possible. And how we can pull out and save face, I honestly don't know. I think we're just too far deep into it at this point.
And the Iranians are willing to play gutsball and lose. So I don't doubt if this keeps going, we'll end up nuking him to win, and then the whole world economy turns against us. Everybody, and then that's a good scenario. The bad scenario is Pakistan hits everybody with nukes. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And Israel got us into it, folks. That's the absolutely disgusting. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Bill in North Carolina, then Chuck, Cody, Joe, and others. Bill in North Carolina, a C-130 pilot. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hey, yes, sir. Nice to be on. Yeah, just was flew Hercs in the Guard for most of my adult life. I'm a captain for a major airline now. Bill ain't my real name. And just Matt Bracken is always spot on. Michael Yon. Yon always talks about, the MOU. None of that was ever designed to succeed. It's all theater. But with that said, we just got kicked out of the Persian Gulf. And now we've open source just on the internet today. We're in Israel and Jordan and in medium range. Those airfields are packed, large airframes, small airframes. And there is no way that we have not sustained massive casualties already. And once the American public finds out that's being hidden, I mean, people are just going to be very angry in it. And like you said, I think the end of this is Israel doing the Samson option.
I agree with you. You know, we have this footage right here. That's where some of the troops were killed right there. And we know they're all tightly packed in Jordan and Israel, including the 82nd Airborne and others. They've kept the Marines out of range on those amphibious ships. And, yeah, we're shooting attack-ems at them and bombing them with 3,000-ton bombs. But it doesn't matter because they don't care. There's 93 million of them, and they're getting more and more angry, more and more wound up. And that's what people need to understand is we're messing with people just like the Vietnamese that aren't going to give up. And so this is so stupid to start this fight. And Mark Levin just says, and Lindsey Graham says, nuke them. And they don't even, and the Pentagon says, no, in our war games, that leads to a nuclear war. Oh, let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Crazy. And Rodney, I don't know what your first caller, we replaced the Taliban with the Taliban. I was involved in that for 10 years of my life, Iraq, Bosnia, Kosovo, everywhere else, flying Hercs around the world. I don't know what he was talking about. The Persians invented chess.
Well, look at this. We just put the head of Al-Qaeda 2+ years ago into Syria, and now Trump says he may send them in to take over Lebanon. They'll kill the Christians.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy was talking about. Anybody that's ever spent any time over there, Mr. Jones, lived in Kuwait or at Al Udeid or any of these other bases, you get rid of the desalination plants, the water, electricity, air conditioner, aircraft take massive amounts of support equipment. And now we're pushed all the way back to the Mediterranean with our tankers and they're all concentrated. And the next thing you're going to see is what Mr. Bracken describes. They're just going to target these handful of bases that we're all concentrated in, and we're done.
And then when our troops get killed, just like they wanted to put troops into Kirk Island, Israel's telling us they know our troops will get killed. Then everybody gets pissed, and they think Americans will say, fine, we're going to get you. And I just hope we're smart enough to not get sucked into this. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Amazing callers. Thank you, Bill. Let's go to who's up first here. Who's been home the longest here? That'd be Cody in Illinois. Cody, you're on the air, and then Joe in Nebraska, then Chuck. Cody, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. I just think it's simple as that. They just want to steal more money out of the American population, just like all the other wars. I think it's just really simple. I think we're coming into some new financial system. You're about to take a wheelbarrow to the grocery store. I talked to my boomers, my grandparents, stuff like that. And I just think that it's time to take more money from the American population. If you watch the media, it's patriotic to have higher fuel prices. This is the price to pay for them not to have a nuke. And all the messaging is always the same. It's always a pattern. And they're about to get something very, very bad. Be very scared. And it's fear porn. And I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of it. And I mean, there's so much money just getting us over there. I was a heavy equipment operator in the Marine Corps. And just getting over there, your commercial flights out of the Air Force base, freaking wake up, there's meals in your face, and then you get over there, you go hang out in Romania for a little bit, you freaking sit there for a couple weeks, eat, drink, whatever, freaking sit there, whatever. It's just a big, huge money scam. And the reason I found out it was a big money scam is when I watched us leave Afghanistan and the way we left. And we left all of the gear there. We left all the crap there. And my job in Afghanistan, Camp Leatherneck 2014, was to retrograde, get gear out of that place. And when I saw them just leave everything, nothing matters. Nothing freaking matters. And it's the same with every war. None of it freaking matters.
You know why? Because they brought that back. They wouldn't have to buy. If they brought it back, they wouldn't have to. They couldn't buy new. And they wanted to resupply Al-Qaeda and ISIS to attack Syria.
Yeah, we got to keep funding terrorism. And, I just cannot stand this. All they want to do is rip us off. And I'm just, you know, everything keeps getting more and more expensive. And I think if we just break it down really, really simple, whatever new financial system is coming.
No, that's right. That's right. This is designed. This is designed to collapse the world economy, to force us into the new central bank digital currency. They admit that. BlackRock is so happy. You're dead on, sir. And the first caller, he was like, "You're saying Trump's dumb." Trump keeps saying the war is over. He says he can open the strait. He says he'll send the Navy in. The Navy knows they can't go in because they're sitting ducks. Now, is that stupid or does Trump think we're stupid? Either way, it's pure crap. Thanks for the call. You heard that guy's frustration, and I get it. We're going to go to break, come back with Joe in Nebraska, Chuck in Oregon. Please remember, I'm not financed by the Israelis, the Republicans, the Democrats, anybody. You want us to expose the next pandemic, stop the next war? You want us here at least trying? I need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank all of you that have. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't. Tonight's the last night to get Irish sea moss concentrated capsules. This is a magic thing God made. And it's concentrated, equivalent to a whole, each capsule is like a 30 grams or something of sea moss. And it's just got all these crazy vitamins and nutrients and trace elements and really strong organic deliberate iodine. It just, you think, you know, Popeye's strong with spinach. This is what Popeye really ought to be eating. It is amazing. Buy one, get one free. All the Patriot apparel, the collectible coins are selling out. We have the showerhead filters, the highest rated, lowest price. It takes money to do this. We'll be building the new network. I need to have the funds to get crew. I will do it all like I've done before, stronger than ever, but I need your help, and I'm asking you to join me respectfully in this fight. I need your help. I'm asking for aid and comfort in the battle for the Republic of the future. Nobody's got a track record like us taking on the enemy with victory. So we're the horse to bet on. I need you to bet on me right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900, and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ed been on in about a month and a half. A couple weeks ago, the Pentagon released a bunch of new UFO, UFP stuff. I want to analyze that. A little more juicy than what they released before. What's really happening with that disclosure? Dark journalist Daniel Liss, former Wall Street Journal writer, bestselling author, documentary filmmaker, and more joins us. And then in the fourth hour, back to calls and all the other news I haven't hit and on Flock. You know, but right now, let's jam in a few more calls. Joe in Nebraska, a Marine on the Iran situation. What's your take on it, sir?
Hey, Alex. Good to talk with you. Hey, first off, that first guy you had on, typical, trust me, bro, I was a team guy. I know better than everybody else, but yet I don't have anything to offer you in regards to information or what the master plan is.
Yeah, I kept saying, give me some beef. Where am I wrong? You couldn't tell me.
Yeah, that's typical. Team guys, that's Joe Kent, you know, the guy who told Trump exactly how this was going to go down that Trump couldn't listen to. Team guys are Valhalla VFT. I know you have him on quite often. You know, team guys are Sean Ryan, and anybody who's been there and done that, you know, is pretty much on board with the same tune here. This is a bad deal. You know, he wants to say Iran's not a worthy adversary. Well, I don't know what team he was on, but we've been fighting Iran's proxies for the last 30 years, and now we're fighting the whole burrito. So
I mean, I'd say Iran's 10 times worse than Iraq. We were just put in there to be a shooting gallery before, and I mean, that's when I was like, what are you talking about? The Pentagon says, that's why we never did this before, is that is the scenarios just go from bad to worse, and we're living it, and he just says, you're saying Trump's dumb. Well, he's either ignorant or he's evil on this subject.
Yeah, you know, And there's something to that. And that's why, you know, Joe Kent laid this out for Trump and, you know, they had war gamed this out. We knew exactly what was going to happen. We knew that Iran was going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. And we look at what the Houthis did over there in the El Mandab Strait. I believe that's what it's called. You know, they gave the Navy and our Burks a run for their money. What was that, a couple years ago? And we ain't been back since. You know, so it just goes to show that these adversaries that we don't think are up to snuff. Well, war is different now with these drones, man. You know, they can shut down the strait with a few couple grand worth of drones. That's a problem when we're shooting $100,000 missiles or $1 million missiles. Or
and now Trump's talking about ground forces.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing, Alex. So Joe Kent gave Trump the scoop on this, and you know, Trump decided not to listen to him for whatever reason that was. I don't know whether he's stupid or whether there's something going on with him and with him and Bibi. Now I think that Bibi's got something on Trump. I don't know what it is, but that's the only reason I could see a Trump who portrayed himself as the alpha, the buck stops here. You know, the uncontrollable non-politician coming in to make America great again, but is absolutely cucking for BB. And so I'm not sure what the hell the deal is with that, but it makes me think that BB's got something on Trump that's got Trump backed into a corner, or else we wouldn't be in this thing to begin with. I think what we need to do first thing, first and foremost, and this only makes sense to do if Trump is actually for America, is to cut BB off from their money and cut them off from their weapons. Because the first thing BB does when we go to war in Iran is goes and starts a war with his neighbors, and not to mention the genocide they've been committing in Palestine. So first thing, if we want to have any credibility at the table with Iran, and that's how our last peace deals fell apart, is we can't keep...
And that's what Joe Kinkin is explaining. You've got to sell Israel no. And he tells them no, and they do whatever they want. Thanks for the call. Excellent point. And it's a false equivalency. I'm not for Mondami or the Red-Green Alliance. They want to arrest Netanyahu. He has diplomatic immunity. When he's there at the UN, he can't do that. It's not that I'm not for Netanyahu's arrest. The point is, it's not the time or place. Trump comes out and says, Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the United States of America. He is fighting against the Islamic Republic, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and funded Hamas and protected him. Give me a break. So it's a false equivalency, but that's where we are. I got one more caller, Chuck, in Oregon Army. I'm going to finish up with him and then go to Dark Journalist. You do not want to miss this. This is coming up. What's happening with disclosure? It was going to be so big. What happened? He's got some incredible information straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feed on X at Real Alex Jones right now and Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show Live.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
the plane!
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Daniel List.
Receiving this transmission.
Coming up now.
The resistance.
At Dark Journalist on X. Follow him there. At Dark Journalist. All right, Daniel List is there. I appreciate him holding for a moment. I want to finish up with this one caller. One caller who's former Army. Really appreciate the military calling in. And you heard all of them but one guy who said he was military but was very nebulous said I was right. But, I mean, you can see I'm right. I don't want to be right about this. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. Chuck in Oregon, Army, your take on the Iran situation. Go ahead.
I think the decision to occupy Iran with American soldiers has already been made. This is why Donald Trump is telling everybody that we were at war with Vietnam for 19 years, even though that's not the case. But what it really that is mentally preparing the American public for a long-term commitment to keep the basically act as a port authority over there and for the long term. And we can all look back to, I guess, maybe as early as 1997 after Deng Xiaoping died in China. Boris Yeltsin was the president of Russia at that time. They came together and they formed what is now known as the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which Iran joined as a full-fledged member back in, if I remember correctly, June of 2023. So really what this is, in my, from my perspective, this is a proxy war, and we're not only fighting Iran, we're fighting Russia and China because they're all on the same team of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization.
Bingo! All the calls were great, but you just nailed it. And this is a proxy war about the dollar, and I think it's backfiring. It's hurting the dollar, and it's about stopping the IMEC corridor and everything you just said. And then Israel used its lobby to get it because it wants to be able to grab more land while it's at it. People say, oh, you're covering for Israel. No, Israel's a subcomponent to this but got us into the war with their lobbying power. So a foreign power has drug us into this. Where do you see this going? So I guess you don't see Trump off-ramping this. He's sleepwalking us into us, what you're saying? He dropped off. All right, excellent caller. Well, we just stated it there at the end, so that's where we are. All right, Daniel List is written for the Wall Street Journal. He's an author, filmmaker, you name it, one of the leading experts on UAPs, UFOs, disclosure, the real facts, the history, Protect X, the dark group that goes around killing people and suppressing things. There's another good group. And we're seeing a civil war with all that right now. I want to get his take on the latest tranche released a few weeks ago, declassifications, a little bit more juicy than what we saw. But overall, I would say much of the so-called disclosures of nothing burger, years in the making, even a Steven Spielberg movie lined up with it, was basically about psychic connection to the aliens, just like Close Encounters of the Third Kind was. I predicted that. It wasn't hard. He's obsessed with that. So they're trying to launch like a new religion and saying this discredits not other religions, not Hinduism or Islam, but it discredits Christianity. So that from Hollywood. But as usual, List has the story behind the story, the news behind the news, and how it ties into Richard Nixon and so much more. So Daniel List at Dark Journalist on X. Everybody should follow you there. Where would you like to start? It's been over a month since you've been on. You're gracious to join us here today.
Well, it's fantastic to see you, Alex. And the new set looks fantastic as well. I just want to say.
This is just better and better. Interim, this is the interim backup, but the crew's doing a great job, and we're covering the news.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you one of the amazing things that's been going on is that was the fourth UFO file release. And, you know, Luna said, well, that's the meat and potatoes. And she's in charge of the D-class committee and all that. Well, if that's the meat and potatoes, everyone's going to starve to death because there wasn't very much in there. What is important, I think, are the stories around these releases, which is the missing scientist story we've gone deep on, and some of the unusual background to the story about Trump and his relationship with the UFO file. I think it's coming into play more and more. And there's a deep story back there with an agent of the Houston plan that I spoke to, and his name was Robert Merritt. And he claimed that Nixon left a time capsule in the White House relating to UFO disclosure. Now, Merritt had a long background. He came all the way through Watergate. He was a CI. He worked for the FBI. He was an informant, and he was a special henchman doing little jobs in the background there for President Nixon as part of the Houston plan, which was so illegal and so outside of the bounds of regular intelligence work that even J. Edgar Hoover and the CIA were like, you know, you can't have the Houston plan going around out there doing the bidding of Nixon. And they were jealous of it as well. There was a UFO component to Merritt's testimony. And what I found in going back into the history of President Nixon is he was very deeply involved in the UFO file from the time he was VP to Eisenhower and all through his own presidency.
And let's go back for people that don't know what I'm showing the Washington Post about this. Richard Nixon set in stone, explain what this time capsule is. That's fascinating. Take your time here.
Yeah, this is fascinating. What we have now is the U.S. Geological Survey. And in 1972, Nixon placed a time capsule there, and it's in Reston, Virginia. And USGS is very unusual because they're connected with the Cosmos Club, which has a big, it's like the UFO Bilderberg. So the fact that they put the, you know, this major one-ton granite slab there as a time capsule for Nixon has always been a strange piece, and no one really knew what to make of it, and there was no ceremony unveiling it. In that same corridor of time, Watergate had unraveled and all the rest of it, and Merritt went and met and had his final meeting with Nixon in the White House. And Nixon said, I'm putting this letter away in the White House, and I'm saving it in a time capsule. So he wanted it, you know, for future generations to get his work on the UFO file. And a lot of these presidents did that through a lot of these stealth letters that are left behind. There's an LBJ X letter that's never been opened, for example, at the LBJ Library there in Texas. And we know Reagan and the other presidents have done this. So this is kind of the creme de la creme at the end when they release the UFO file. You can see the action of all these presidents in the background operating under the secrecy. The problem has been that the presidents have gotten outside of the bounds of the true UFO file. And so the intelligence agencies and a group called X-Protect has been running it in the meantime and really basically blackmailing the bureaucrats that are involved around the secrecy. So you have this unusual structure going on in the background. We know about the deep state. We've heard about the breakaway civilization. The X-Protect group operates right in that shadowy corridor between the intelligence agencies and the aerospace companies. But Nixon was in the heart of it. And the stories that I got from Merritt, who's now deceased, he's passed away, and I'm letting his information out. He did some information public with me, and some of this other information has been behind the scenes. But he said that Nixon had left this time capsule in the White House, which was just a letter which had information relating to the deep aspect of the UFO file and the formulas that they had obtained And this involved energy, quantum mechanics, and other things that gave them what they called, you know, they said Star Trek was backdated with what they had discovered here. So that deep relationship between Trump and Nixon now comes into play, because we worked on that. We brought that story out and everyone said, yeah, there's one letter between them, big deal. And we were like, no, no, no. You know, and I had found out that Trump had set up Nixon with offices literally there in New York City, in Manhattan, for him to go there, set him up with apartments and all the rest of it. And they had become very close. Finally, the Nixon Foundation released the fact that they had put out 300 different personal letters between the two, going all the way from 1975 to 1994, the death of President Nixon. So what we have there is a deep relationship. And, of course, we have this with Trump through his own uncle, through Uncle John Trump and his work with Vannevar Bush. Deep in the heart of the UFO file, Vannevar Bush ran the UFO file, and his protege was John Trump. If we go all the way back to wartime and we get to 1943, now we have John Trump being sent in by Vannevar Bush to review Nikola Tesla's papers. So this trail of Trump involved with advanced technology in the UFO file is written there in history. Once you bring it forward, you can't unsee it, as it were. And the question is, you know, does that make Trump some magic time lord from the future, whatever? No, it puts him in charge of very specific information, and it puts him in the know, which a lot of the presidents have desired to be in the know. And Trump is in the know. The problem is with the UFO releases that they're doing, and there's a clumsy aspect here with, you know, Dr. Phil disclosure and putting Dr. Phil in charge of disclosure, and these CIA guys who are like, hey, I'm going to be the next UFO czar and all the rest of it. That's where Trump is sort of going off the rails with this. But he has done some very interesting things, including Space Force and the Golden Dome. And those are attempts to pull that UFO file, the most secret, the top secret inside the United States government, back under executive control, where it has not resided since 1958. You're talking about, you know, almost 70 years of history there where, forget it, the president is out of the loop.
And wasn't Space Force his first administration, and now that's also part of that?
It is. Yeah, Space Force was a major attempt to do that. I think that he has a lot more clout coming in this time, and I think part of the problem that we've seen with people like Isaacman originally, you know, now he's in there and he's solid. He's the director of NASA, and now NASA can talk about UFOs. You see how this works, and this has changed. He practically changed his tune overnight. That's good. The problem is what we're getting with some of the deeper agencies is this weird kind of schizophrenic thing where, you know, you have some people coming out who are major figures like J.D. Vance and others saying, well, UFOs are demons and, you know, let's talk about it from a demonic level, which is fine if you want to believe that. There's no problem with that. However, as far as a vice presidential statement, you know, and as far as a government statement on UFOs, it's absurd. What you're looking at is a phenomena of technology that is moving far beyond what we see. So that either means that we're out of the loop or we have a cosmic neighbor, right? It's one of the two. And if we're out of the loop, that means it's a second group here operating with the advanced technology. That's why the stories around the missing scientists get into weird loops. You know, we had this very unusual story of that FEMA official who said, you know, he was like, oh, I was teleported to a Waffle House in Georgia. He was totally serious, Greg Phillips. And he said, you know, I was having a great time with my friends there in Rome, Georgia, and boom, I got teleported 13 miles away. He got booted out of his position and everything else. But this is a sitting official of the Trump administration. What was he trying to convey?
And then Daniel, let's elaborate. I don't mean to interrupt, but just so we don't forget. We have the chief science czar a year and a half ago, right when Trump gets in, saying, we now control time and space. We have secret technology for energy and weapons. And we see more and more real evidence of that. And I don't like being used for disinformation, and it's not my fault, but this, people take what you've said and take it out of context. I said on Rogan like 10 years ago, and before that, I said there's real extraterrestrials and there's advanced human technology. And I explained, because we have all the ancients and the same images and the same reports by, you know, groups 5,000, 6,000, 3,000 years ago, different continents reporting the same thing. Literally what you see in the first books of the Bible, you know, is mirrored by even, you know, older civilizations. And so people take DMT, it lifts the veil interdimensionally because the optic nerve blocks out most of what it's picking up. They've been able with sensors, you know, to add chips in the brain and things where it can, you know, pick up all the other light spectrum, radiation, you name it. Well, your brain's picking that all up. So we have a filter. So there is interdimensional, which people then, you know, historically, you know, ghosts, demons, all that type of stuff. That's the occult. That's the conjuring. That's those things that are on top of us, beside us in this dimension. Then you've got the extraterrestrials. And as I said, you've got advanced human technology that's trying to reverse engineer it. That is my view. Now I've seen a lot of these known disinfo operatives that put out a lot of stuff, mix it together and say, no, that's the aliens, which we need to be very, very clear that this is specifically something different. But the establishment, and I broke this on Rogan 10 years ago, a year later they declassified, that at San Francisco, they're at the Psychic Research Institute with the universities, and out in Japan, other places, they have the DMT drips. They liken them to like astronauts, where they go in for longer, map out what's going on, communicating with these entities. They have certified studies with groups of people on the drugs having the same hallucination. That's not a hallucination. When the veil's lifted, and these creatures always basically tell them the same story, we'll give you advanced knowledge, but we want you to basically transcend humanity. We want you to depopulate the Earth. So there's definitely a group of creatures interdimensionally that are doing this, but then there's obviously separately other things, and they want us to believe that the extraterrestrials are violent to build a military response to that. Is that an accurate, that's my view, is, do you think that worldview is accurate or wrong?
That's an incredible overview, in fact. And I remember that Rogan discussion, and it was off the charts. At the time, when you were mentioning the breakaway civilization there, and, it's amazing because Rogan had a number of alien UFO people come in and give him, the basic line about UFOs and encounters, and they were all military and CIA people, so they didn't really go deep. In fact, your conversation with him went the deepest. That's what you really want to start with. And the consciousness factor is absolutely crucial. And this is where people get into trouble on this as well, and I'm glad you're pointing it out, because when we have these types of experiences that would qualify as psychic experiences, this is what the mystery schools were teaching everyone about, that if you get to a certain level, you can actually see things that you can't see with your ordinary, with the regular untrained eye when it comes to these types of things. So it is a totally different class of things. But when you get a case, like even a classic case of Betty and Barney Hill driving down the highway in New Hampshire and getting grabbed and getting examined and then being traumatized, and Barney Hill, dies just a few years later. He never goes back to work. So he's obviously been through something that, has physical aspects to it directly, and they're dealing with craft. I remember the conversations and the things about Gordon Cooper. He said when he was training in the 1950s, before he went into space, he was doing all these trainings in Germany, and he would get up there and they would do all these maneuvers, and then these UFOs would show up and start doing the exact same maneuvers, but better, and then take off, just disappear. So obviously that technological factor, whatever intelligence is operating there, and Cooper concluded it was an extraterrestrial presence. We don't know if it was an ultra-terrestrial presence, something here, which is advanced beyond us. But that's a factor, for example, on the national security state side, where they looked at it and said, this is the thing we're going to keep the biggest secret around, because it literally defies time and space. When people encounter it, their time and space disappears. You have all those missing time claims and all the rest.
I don't want to go back to that, but let's go back for a moment. This is so important. You have Spielberg with Close Encounters of the Third Kind in the late 70s, where it's all about psychic. They're all called there. Even though the government doesn't want them there, they make it there. And it's all about, we're connected to you, you're connected to us. His new movie is all about that. And so they're trying to unify the field theory with the interdimensionals, and there's obviously some psychic connection with the aliens, with UFOs, and blur the lines. Or am I wrong in saying there seems to be an attempt to blur the lines?
Well, there's no question. I mean, how coordinated can you get? First of all, as we're doing the actual UFO disclosures, then we have all the movies come out on cue. And, we have the whistleblowers under Chris Mellon, the DOD billionaire's control, going out and, doing these events on the Capitol steps and everything right as the movie's coming out. It's absurd. So obviously it's a coordinated effort. The question is, what's behind it? And I think in the case of Spielberg, someone like that, even in those elite circles, he probably thinks he's bringing forward genuine UFO disclosure and the culture needs this and all the rest of it. But he very specifically, as you pointed out, said, Christianity is going to be challenged by these things. He didn't say the Muslim faith, or he didn't say Judaism. He said Christianity. That's weird. So it shows that they know that their biggest obstacle when it gets to this is, around the UFO file and aliens are Christians. And what they've done is they've underestimated the Christian mindset, in my opinion, because one of the things that we're looking at is, they are now trying to feed this thing about demons. And you can, you know, again, when you get into demonology and all these types of things, you're getting into a deep science, right? You're getting into a deep history of religion. But if you start taking anything that you want to portray as a, like a UFO threat or whatever and labeling it demons, then you're doing this whole thing where you're saying, well, you know, we spent all this money. We disappeared all this money out the back. You know, $20 trillion is missing from the budget. But we did it because we were fighting demons in space. And if you go back to some of that initial disclosure in 2017, that's what they were trying to do. They were saying, well, the CIA is heroes. They're fighting demons in space. I kid you not. This was their line originally, and they've tried to modify it. And remember, these guys have been lying from it from the start. Whatever the phenomena is, they're going to lie about it, right? So if anything, you need a citizen investigatory body that reflects itself in Congress and completely denies the influence of the intelligence groups. By the way, it's the DOD billionaire who's controlling the whistleblowers that's releasing all the videos. He's the one they consult. That's why you're getting very lame kind of crap UFO videos from the Trump administration releases and things we've seen before, because they're all censored videos and they could really be something else. I mean, where's the really good color video of a crisp UFO, you know, that's undeniable? Here's the thing that's going on, I think, behind the scenes is they were thinking, oh, we'll release this, we'll release the UFO technology, and that will justify the threat and the Golden Dome and all the rest of it. Well, they've decided now, they're starting to float these trial balloons saying, no, we want to talk about biologics, and we want to get away from the technology question. This is very interesting. It's just started in June that they've started to pull
this. And again, they blur the line about human-animal hybrids that they've created, which is alien. It's never existed. Or synthetic stuff they've created that's never been here. That just means never existed before. But they're also blurring the lines with that.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that they think they're at a position, cloning-wise and otherwise, that they can produce a being that they can say, look, it's an alien. And it's a dead alien or whatever it happens to be. Now, they may have these things directly in the vaults there. There's no question about that. But they can create the false version. And we're talking about them.
Well, let's be clear. 50 years ago, they could grow a human ear on the back of a mouse. So they can cosmetically create a humanoid that looks like whatever they want.
Exactly. And this is the problem. But see, it's the caricature, and they're famous for the caricature. They feed you the thing that you want to see, right? Oh, if you want to see an alien, this is what we're going to show you. But they're not showing the technology. They've decided they're pulling back from that thing that they were going to do originally because they've said, well, maybe these other countries like Russia aren't quite where we are with it. And if we let it out there, you know, not only are we going to explode the idea of industry around this, but the other countries may have caught up with us.
So what you're saying is this round of disclosure, highly coordinated for the last 5 years, culminating in June around disclosure film coming out, was a beta test or a trial balloon to test the waters.
Yes, exactly. And I'll tell you this about Day of Disclosure and that whole piece. If we look at it, the Central Intelligence Agency, people like Clapper and all the rest, they've been involved with Spielberg. They were doing the whole Age of Disclosure documentary that came out.
Stay there. I want to hear you. Let's get into this. Disclosure Day and the CIA, obviously, but he's got the details. What are they trying to do? That's key to understanding what's coming next. You're getting real disclosure here. We'll be right back. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do, they want to silence you, is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Is not to territorialize information. My goal is to not be the only guy that has really good answers on a wide spectrum of things. But I tell you, I'm very frustrated because all I do is study geopolitics, the economy, world history, esoteric, the elites. And when you study the elites, you really learn how things work because they've got a lot of hidden knowledge, a lot of advanced records. And then you start understanding how the system really works versus what they're telling you. And there's no way humanity's going to make it if we don't force the disclosure, not just of what's happening interdimensionally or visitors from other worlds or from our own world that have just been here longer than us and just are right there in the shadows. We're not going to make it, folks. And this decision to, you know, just scrap humanity and depopulate us, well, we've heard that before. If you go back to all the ancient cultures, you know, there's times when the gods tell them to get rid of everybody, and then there's another bigger god who's the real god says don't do it. I mean, that is in all of those Middle Eastern cultures going back 6,000 years. It's in the hieroglyphs. It's in the all of it. And so this is the big story. This is the big issue. And we're here covering what is known and what is believed. But all the ancient cultures, from the Mesoamericans to the ancient cultures on the Tigris-Euphrates, all of it tell basically the same story. And there are paintings and cave drawings and you know, again, ancient stone carvings thousands of miles, 10,000 miles away from each other that depict the same stories over and over and over again. So we know, predating the Wright brothers, these aeronautical events were happening. And much of what we see declassified and what people seen mirrors that. But I'll tell you again, I've been alive 52 years, and I'm going to go back to our guest, and I tell the story every time he's on because, to me, this is big evidence. I've only seen UFOs one time, and that just means don't know what it is, and I until recently. And that was when I was like 9 to 8 years old, whatever, driving from my grandparents' ranch 2 hours south of Dallas, and it's middle of the day, and here come three fighters that were stealth fighters. And but it wasn't for years later, actually like 5 or 6 years later, Gulf War One, when I'm like 14, that is released. And I'm like, oh yeah, the stealth fighters. And they had like the ocean, gray, blue, camo deal. And they were going slow, and all of a sudden afterburners, and my dad said, that's something about secret military aircraft flying down I-45. They're like 300 yards off I-45. They're like 200 feet. That's all I ever saw. I didn't know what was. I mean, you'd see something sometimes real high, a light in the sky, and I would say, oh, that's probably a weather balloon or something. Or we'd go out to the desert and we'd watch satellites, go over, and they're always on the same track. My dad'd say, oh, yeah. He'd say, I bet about 10 minutes or whatever, it comes back around. And we'd have big binoculars out looking at them. Now I was out of Big Bend last year, and of course my cameras couldn't pick it up because it's so small, but I'm watching stuff up there in space. Red dots, yellow dots flying around, disappearing. And you see a satellite come by, it's up there. I only started seeing this recently. I told you it happened twice, like the last 4 or 5 months, where I saw obviously human drones, but they were flying 9 of them red, and then they merge in a couple of miles out and then disappear. I saw a huge, what I thought, stone meteorite come in with low cloud cover. I walk out, smoking a cigar like 4 a.m., just woke up, cup of coffee, picked up a cigar butt I was smoking the night before, sitting there, and I'm like, boom, and then I see these orbs come out, ziggle around, and then disappear. So I know suddenly everybody's seeing these fireballs. Suddenly stuff's off the scale. Because if I never saw any of this till I was 52, then what the hell's going on? And then you got interrupted by the break, getting into all the big disclosure, the CIA tying it into Disclosure Day, Daniel List.
Oh, Alex, that's a fantastic point, actually, which is what's going on with this thinning of the veil. But it is true that historically, UFOs have operated in waves, as if they're coming in on certain time waves. If you go back and look for these different waves in time, 1997 is a huge wave of UFO sightings and encounters. If you go back to 1973 and further in the history, 1958, gigantic, flyovers in D.C. in 1952. And then there's a layoff period. It's almost like the culture absorbs it. Or these things only come in through certain types of time and astronomical alignments. It's quite possible. The entire ancient cultures you're referring to were set up around astrological and astronomical alignments. So they were looking, that was their whole power grid system. I think one of the important things that's been revealed in all this is the idea that, it's just off world, I think is limiting, because the idea that we had the ancient technology ourselves is also a powerful, powerful disclosure. And that's the thing I think they want to keep us away from, very honestly, because they want to put us on the altar of technology. Well, it's higher technology this and higher technology that. But in fact, what was going on in Atlantis and human history all the way back there, we were talking about the Two-Eye Stone, the Ezekiel ships, all those things are all Atlantean technology that humanity once raised itself up to a point and basically blew itself up. That's the story. That's the Plato story. And that's where we get it. And when you're referring to Sumeria and Enki and Enlil and the good, sort of Nephilim and the bad Nephilim coming in and deciding what we're going to do with humanity, all those stories are there. There's no question they're there for a reason. I think what's important today is when we're looking at it, we have a very clumsy effort at the top, and some effort at transparency, because they've been holding the secret back for so long. They've been lying for so long about what these things are and what they know about them. I don't think they know everything about them, but the people who are in charge of the UFO file know so much compared to what we know on a public level that you have a schizophrenic situation. So if these things just start showing up all of a sudden, then what? What kind of position are we in with that? So
let me throw this out. I think you just said it, but I'm a little bit dense. And we do know, even historically, the ancients would say, oh, these these stars will show up over the cities and move, and then it happens in waves. That's in all the cultures. So obviously we know this stuff comes in waves that's not human, or it's us from another, you know, time, another dimension, breakaway civilization that decided to, you know, keep it from most of the public. I know that's one of the main theories, at least a part of it. But obviously then they were scared in the last 5 years building up to this summer and this spring. It was actually this fall and winter and spring, knowing on the timetable with all the ancient stuff they've got that this would be the time. They weren't sure how big it would be. And so maybe they were trying to get ahead of it.
Absolutely. And they're trying to put their narrative out there. The narrative is crucial because psychologically, that's how we'll accept the whole thing one way or another. The narrative has to be perfect. They've tried to build up the narrative to be, well, there's a UFO threat out there. They haven't really worked on, the alien God thing is something they have in their back pocket. And there are certain tech bro billionaires that are interested in this. But what's going on the intelligence level is they're in love with the UFO threat idea because they're in love with the idea of emergency powers. And they've buttoned the system down that they can order emergency powers. And one thing I think you've taught the audience and just the public in general over these years of doing the show is that you can't wait until you're in the emergency situation. You can't wait till you're in the soup. You have to get ahead of that curve. Just like when COVID showed up, it was too late. They were already doing the things. There were already lockdowns, you know, social distancing, put your mask on. And there was all that social conditioning that was happening. If you do this, if you look at the UFO file, that's going to make the COVID operation look like a walk in the park because you're introducing the idea of another species. You're introducing the whole idea of a threat. And then you have all these intelligence agencies probing the psychology of the American public and the global public about how they can pull this off and how much of a foundation they have. And they have the best filmmakers, you know, people like Spielberg and others. In earlier times, you know, they tried to use kind of the best directors that they had then. That's where you got Kubrick and 2001 and all that. They were trying to lay a foundation. There's no question about it. So the question is, how far along, you know, what is it we can do to blow the whistle on this situation now? And it's to get rid of this phony version of disclosure that they're doing and go and have a congressional hearing, for example, over the missing scientists. The missing scientists were dealing with the UFO file. The top general who was involved with it, Neil McCasland, he was a major general. He disappeared in a flash. He's gone. He was in charge of the UFO file. That's a national security crisis. They've blown it off. I mean, we brought the story to a fever pitch. We presented it to the White House. We literally got it up to the point where the White House was commenting on it. And, you know, we broke the story back here in December because of Nuno Lorero, who was an MIT professor who went missing, and he was dealing with neutron star mergers. Well, that's the recreation in a lab of a black hole. So, you know, he's stepping on toes.
And some of these are professional, obviously. Some of these are professional hits. But I interrupted you with the break. We had to take that hard break. You were getting into the CIA and connections to Spielberg and his new movie.
No question. Well, what you have with Spielberg is a long history of being in the know. When he presented E.T., the movie, for example, he did it at the White House, and President Reagan came around afterwards and said, everyone in this room knows that that is fact and not fiction. So, you know, Reagan was in the know. He understood there was another group going on here, and he also was deep, deep in the UFO file, and they had portrayed it to him on the CIA level that it was a threat. So you have a number of these appearances of Reagan saying, what if there are an alien threat? What would happen? And Gorbachev came out in 2009 famously and talked to Charlie Rose and said, yeah, you know, Reagan took me aside at Reykjavik. Everyone thought that summit was a failure. But in fact, he put his arm around me and said, we have a UFO threat. Will you fight it with us? I mean, that's on the record now. So the Russian premier and the United States president talked about a UFO threat. So there's no question that they were dealing with that on a strategic level. If you go back and you really penetrate that history, you see that Gorbachev and others were trying to prevent a nuclear exchange over the UFO file. And Kennedy originally had tried to do this himself with Khrushchev. He had said to his own intelligence agencies, release now our most high threat cases and what they look like, what the craft look like to the Russians. I want to share our UFO file with them. This is where Kennedy gets into major trouble. There were all these problems they had with Kennedy anyway, but his interest in the UFO file and his background in the UFO file, that's the ultimate thing. That's the ultimate card. And as a matter of fact, the Watergate attorney, Douglas Caddy, said that when he was speaking to his friend and, you know, basically somebody who had a close family friend who'd been the top of the CIA, Howard Hunt. Hunt took him aside before he went to prison and said Kennedy was assassinated over the UFO file. This thing is a long, long history. A number of officials have come out and said, oh, yeah, Kennedy was doing all this stuff around the UFO file. We couldn't talk about it back then. Well, you can talk about it now, and they better talk about it soon, because the type of mealy-mouthed UFO congressional hearings that they've had aren't doing anything. They aren't moving the needle at all. As a matter of fact, they're moving us into a position of a bullseye with this whole UFO threat piece being hoisted upon us. And really what you can do with the UFO threat, you can organize a COG program, and you can make it emergency powers coming directly from NORAD. And the continuity of government program is set up for a national emergency, nuclear or X. And in this case, the UFO threat fits that perfectly. So it's very dangerous when you get into false disclosure. And that's why people who are on the inside, you know, in the NGA and the NRO and these other groups, on the intelligence side, the NSA, they cannot be allowed, and the CIA, they can't be allowed to run disclosure because they're pushing a narrative.
And I know we don't like to infight. I know we don't like to stir up trouble and probably the police here. We're not. But what I see on the other big shows, most of these people, you can tell it's a script. You can tell it's to be, they're in the bottom of a base with the gray aliens. Or they're on a phone call and heard about it. Or they always heard it from somebody else. Or they're out in the middle of somewhere and these aliens run by in the desert. And it's always tied to some movie production or something. And they've been authorized because they have classifications, but they're a whistleblower. The real ones get killed or disappeared. And you're sitting there watching this, they just flood disinfo on purpose. But in reality, whether it's the high priest of this early on, H.G. Wells, and then after him, the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, theoretically, it was the Russians' first launch at Sputnik, Arthur C. Clarke, and all of their writings where they would give the awards to certain groups, certain messages they wanted, even if it's the Foundation series that isn't even about aliens, but it's about directed evolution by an elite. And if you look at 2001 Space Odyssey or Childhood's End or any of that is, there's the good aliens, and the Christians say don't follow them, because they don't want you to evolve, and they're directing our evolution with a monolith or a beam from Saturn or Jupiter, you know, with a relay on the moon, and that you're going to go up to this wormhole and transcend and come back as the star child to Lucifer. And it's actually in the book, Lucifer's the new sun that forms, out after the star child is born. And if you really get down to Spielberg's movies and all of it, that's what this is they're here directing our evolution right now. And that goes into the interdimensionals and what they're actually trying to do. Whereas you get into the rules of God and his many flocks in the Bible and God saying, I have, many flocks I take care of. The main rule of a non-aggressive satanic entity is that it does not mess with your free will. It does not take your rights. It does not sabotage you. It lives and let live. And obviously those are the watchers, whatever you want to call it, in God's pantheon. And I've had dreams where God like shows me something, says this is to show me. And then I literally get the download or go back to sleep and get the information. And that's what God basically told me. And it showed me all these countless civilizations, all these things, how it works. Because these things are energy. So they decide, when their body or their incarnation's gone, they decide to build their own system separate from God. And what it basically creates is their own little universes that always become hells of their own making. And I was allowed to look into all these countless hells, and I looked into a few and didn't want to look anymore. But and people can say, well, that's insanity. Okay, well, I mean, notice me never attacks me for this. They know it's really serious. It only happened a little bit when I was younger, and as I've gotten older, it's more and more. And then I've demonstrated it on air to people. Okay, I've been told to tell you this is going to happen. Trump will announce it this time. 3 hours later, he does. That wasn't coordinated. And then more and more, I probably sat there and focused right now for 10 minutes and do it. I mean, literally, it's just, for me, it's almost, I don't want to say it's embarrassing. It's weird to sit there and I wouldn't even call it being like a channel or whatever. It's like a relay or something. But I can assure you, folks, this is all real. Go ahead.
Well, that's amazing. You know, and to do the kind of reporting and the things that you do tying into these different things, you need a very well-developed intuition and instinct for all of it and all these different aspects. When you get into the metaphysical side, I think it's fascinating because One of the things that you've done now with bringing forward the UFO file conversation, this is on a different level. And I've said this before, when you get UFO people and you get deep state people, the deep state people really understand how the government operates, and they understand assassination teams and death squads and things of this nature. And, you know, blackmail and reputations being destroyed, all that type of stuff. The people on the UFO side only have one thing going for them. They don't have any of that deep research pedigree in the background. The only thing they have going for them is they know that there's a UFO file. So they have that great advantage. And I've talked over the years, you know, to people who are in the deep state side, and they've said, oh, I don't want to deal with that UFO thing. It's too much of a circus, you know, too many stories and all the rest of it. And then you go to the UFO people and they say, oh, the deep state stuff is too political for us, you know. So that's where the disconnect has been. If you merge those two things, as we do with dark journalism, here's what happens. You get the best of the understanding and the research around the deep state profile, and then you also get the other piece, which is the deeper piece around psychic information, or if it relates to mystery schools, there is a background.
And when you study this, that's what the whole elite is involved in. So some would say, well, what are you doing talking about it? You're part of the occult. No, occult just means hidden. They keep it hidden. Yeah. I'm trying to have it unhidden. I'm not like some guy that even knows. I even know how all this works. I just know that if you're running around assassination teams, I don't think you're getting the knock on your shoulder about this. And that's how God works in mysterious ways. It's not just me. There are, I think you agree, exponentially people are seeing their ESP, their psychic powers, their connections, their intuition is intensifying right now. And I think that goes in these cycles. I think they know that's here.
It's true. It's interesting. In spiritual and mystical circles, they call that a quickening, right? There's something in the collective, the human collective, that knows you're going to be hit with this. Part of it is the AI piece. There's no question about that as well. And that is a whole Atlantean aspect where they tried this once before too. Didn't work out so great because, you know, they couldn't really fully determine, is this thing human or is this thing a robot, you know? And so they, when they merged the two, they had really big problems with automatons. So that's the Casey and Rudolf Steiner story telling us our ancient history. You'd already done this. You already made robotics. You already made cyborgs. And you already had crafts that not only could fly anywhere that you told them to, but they could fly through things. So that's quantum mechanics. And, you know, when we get into those levels, it's interesting. These are the things that we're hitting on now. When you have public officials, like we started the show off with this official, the FEMA official, who says, I was teleported to a Waffle House. Why is this guy even saying that? I mean, it's remarkable. He obviously experienced something. And he obviously was in the know about something. If you go into the missing scientist story, you'll look at the story of Anthony Chavez. Well, Chavez was somebody, now they've found out he was working on a quantum group looking to teleport from distances. And they were teleporting objects from distances using this advanced technology. This guy disappears. You know, I don't think it's any secret either that the other people who disappeared, you know, when this guy talks about being teleported to Rome, Georgia, it's very unusual because the Novartis meetings with the missing scientist, Jason Thomas, he worked for Novartis. He disappeared up here in Natick, in fact. And this guy, now Novartis, Trump had the meeting with the Novartis CEO in Rome, Georgia, right in the same, within 6 weeks of all that. So there's something going on there. It relates to this advanced technology. I don't think there's any doubt about it. One of the things that I put in my Twitter feed, which is, and it's literally Exhibit 6, and the Exhibit 6 has this whole thing going on where it is an actual video from Lockheed Martin about Looking Glass, and it shows the golden domes as kind of beehives that come down over everything. That's where they're leading things, and this is the nature of the problem. The conversation about the golden dome really needs to come forward.
Let's go ahead and play that clip right now. It's only a minute 32. Exhibit X from Dark Journalist at Dark Journalist on X. Looking Glass, Exhibit 6. Here it is.
Yes.
Watchtower, this is Looking Glass. We have a missile launch detection.
Confirmed. We have missile warning. Confirm threat and report confidence.
Continuous tracking confirmed. Inbound threat confidence is high.
Engagement authorized. Confirm target and initiate interceptor launch.
Confirmed. Single missile interceptor away. Green interceptor on track and link established. Interceptor onboard targeting active. Multiple objects detected. Target assignment initiated. verified. All target objects assigned. Intercept in 3, 2, 1. Watchtower, this is Looking Glass. System has confirmed intercept.
We confirm. All target objects eliminated. Moving to status green.
And that's the counter, what you see with Iran and everybody else. And whoever has that has the dominance. Well, Daniel, we'll go right back to you in a moment. I wanted to just play this so we can get an idea of what Golden Dome's really all about. Or is it really just about that? Daniel List, top researcher on aliens, UAPs, breakaway civilizations. Please continue.
Wow, fascinating. Yeah, and they're under attack there in a major way. And I think that is an entire disaster, and I'm glad you're doing the reporting that you're doing on Iran, because we need, you know, some real sensible thing about this. This is something that Trump needs to extricate himself from, and he's now in the clutches of the deep state, walking into a huge trap there over in Iran, and that could set the whole world on fire, and World War III could be the result. If anything, you know, all he has to do is get us out of Iran completely. So I think that your research is really sending the administration that message. What I want to say about what we're looking at there at the Lockheed piece is what they're showing with, first of all, they're using the term looking glass, which comes directly out of UFO lore, which is the piece that Dan Burish, the Area 51 whistleblower, came forward and said, they have this device. It's called looking glass. You can see into the future. They can already see the events before they've actually happened, so they know how to respond to them. That's why it just seems like they're beyond everything. Well, that Golden Dome looking glass, whenever they show the Golden Dome in action, they have these little gold hexagons that show up on the screen, and they create a field, an energy field around their objects. And they say, we're tracking these objects, like flying saucers, for example, UFOs, you know, UAP. And they show this hexagon figure, and then they show this kind of beehive effect, and the thing basically disintegrates. That's what they're doing.
Hold
and
on, stay there, stay there. Do a little bit more time with us, please, Dark Journalist. When you start over with this Lockheed ad, explain looking glass. When we come back, this is a big deal. And I remember you years ago talking about the looking glass technology, seeing the future. So they and that's what Crazios, the chief scientist of Trump, said, we control time and space, we can see the future. Really, we'll be right back. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to thealexshowshore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like, less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, make Orwell fiction again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
signal. Triggering human evolution. That's what they're telling you with the AI, all of it. It will transfer and no longer be human. They're deciding to take control of us like they're God. Daniel List is our guest, our journalist on X, ourjournalist.com. We queued the Lockheed Martin official ad back up about the Golden Dome, the so-called global missile defense system over North America, just to begin there with satellites and missiles. You were talking about something at the first of it you want to point out.
Yes. There's a weird effect that shows up in that video.
Honeycomb.
First of all, the fact that they name it in Looking Glass, she's Looking Glass giving the instructions. And Looking Glass comes directly now out of this UFO background lore. It was Dan Burish, who was someone who was working at Area 51, who defected and came out and said, well, a number of things were going on there, but one of the things they had was this literally device that they had developed out of the alien technology called Looking Glass. And Looking Glass gave them the ability, just like, you know, in this kind of fabulous Alice in Wonderland story, of looking and seeing things into the future and seeing this whole piece. So for them to include Looking Glass with the Golden Dome, I found very unusual. The second thing that they did is they include these very strange beehives and that could come down as part of the effect. And it is this kind of hexagon figures that come over things and destroy them and eliminate them and literally make them disappear. And they're like, you know, we have the objects in our sight, boom. So that's kind of like the UFO zapper, basically. They're saying the Golden Dome can do this. The Golden Dome is, in fact, a UFO defense grid. This is the same thing that the Reagan administration, if you go back in history, was trying to develop in 1983. Of course, Trump was part of the continuity of government team for the Reagan administration in 1987. He's very aware on all these things, and he's not often engaged for what he knows about the UFO file, except that you will see him break into that strange musing of Uncle John Trump. And of course, Uncle John Trump had this UFO knowledge. What's interesting about the Lockheed video, there it is. If you see that effect, this is that Golden Dome beehive effect that eliminates things by placing this energy grid over them. And I think it gives us a big hint about what that is for. And it is
kind of, and it implies it's electromagnetic pulse some way because the lights go out when it activates.
Yes, exactly. And it, we have a whole spectrum there. It's full spectrum dominance. I mean, it's taking over the whole reality of the thing. So, you know, simultaneously, the Golden Dome protects you from what's out in space, and it dominates everything that's on the ground. There's an incredible surveillance factor to it. She's feeding it coordinates through Looking Glass. So, you know, are they getting the information 2 minutes before the incident even happens?
Well, they're implying that it's a weapon system for the ground to targeted electromagnetic kill switches.
Exactly. And those people who've gotten near, and by the way, not a lot of people have gotten near the true secrecy around the UFO file. Those people who've gotten near to it have said it was farmed out of government because they didn't want to track it back and run into all these legal problems over the UFO file. And they farmed it out in different periods through the Nixon administration and others directly to industry, directly to corporations. And so the corporations hold the patent, the defense contractors. So they're the ones who hold the patent for this. That's part of the problem that we're looking at. So when you see Lockheed saying, yeah, we're the number one people when it comes to the Golden Dome, they're going to pull in other people. They'll have Palantir and SpaceX and all these others. And one of the weirdest things they're doing with it is they're actually staging now from these different ships in the Philly shipyard, believe it or not, where the Philadelphia experiment happened, Project Invisible with Einstein and Thomas Townsend Brown.
Wow.
Yeah, they're using the exact same thing. Philly Shipyard. They announced that 2 days ago.
Hold on. I know you got to go, and I was going to have you go because I got other news to hit. But do five more on that. I'm just going to. I didn't know that. Yeah. In fact, you kind of act like I know a lot of the stuff. I only know a little bit compared to you. Why don't you just quickly run down all the other stuff that's breaking? Because we say there's a bunch of nothing burgers, but that's huge. Because I know about Philadelphia experiment. Good Lord, that's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 60 seconds.
Let's front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a ton of news that doesn't deal with Iran and doesn't deal with all that crap. This hour, I mean, I am loaded for bear on flock, on the Islamic flaunting of power all over the West, and just the craziness there. J.D. Vance breaks ranks with Trump on a bunch of fronts. I told you that last week. Now it's mainstream news. Oh, my goodness. What's really behind that? That's all coming up in this hour, and I intend to open the phones up. Let's just put like 7-8 callers on the board, because I don't want anybody to be on hold when the show ends in 53 minutes, because we have Harrison Smith coming in, but it's actually Rex Jones. Harrison's on a well-deserved vacation with his wife and daughters and children. It'll be Rex Jones really knocking it out of the park. Rex Jones, 3 to 6 p.m., the War Room live right here in this chair. So stay with us for that. But Daniel List was about to leave us at darkjournalist.com, at darkjournalist.x. Filmmaker, author, top expert on real information, dealing with all the things we're dealing with the UFOs, the UAPs, the aliens, the attempts to cover it up, secret technologies, breakaway civilizations. I wanted you to, because you said just 2 days ago something I didn't know about broke that was huge, and then you were nodding your head. There's some other big stuff that broke that we haven't gotten to yet that I was unaware of. So please elaborate on that, Daniel.
Yeah, so Breaking Defense, which is the major military news organization, they reported 2 days ago now that the Golden Dome is going to be supported by ships directly in the Philly shipyard. And they've just got the deal. It's $1.4 billion, and it's these amazing grids that they're putting in. This is part of what they wanted to put into Greenland, by the way, and why they had all the threats against Greenland earlier in the year. And the Philly shipyard, if you just go back a little bit in history, you're going to find Thomas Townsend Brown and Einstein and all these others working on this famous experiment of Project Invisibility, which they thought they needed during that World War II period. And they worked on it extensively until they realized the human cost was too high. Eventually, did they achieve teleportation? Did they achieve invisibility? They probably did. But the initial reports were that when they teleported people, they would show up inside of things. They would lose lives. And they had some very freakish accidents associated with it. However, they did, in the history of it, and there's a whole piece with Morris Jessup and Carlos Allende in the late 1950s, puts out all this information about the Philadelphia experiment, and Jessup unceremoniously ends up, like a lot of those missing scientists do, dead in a park in Florida when he was on his way to meet his friend to tell him all this stuff about what he had discovered about the Navy. Now, the Naval Shipyard legend and the Philadelphia experiment murders are something that has been documented over time. But the Philly Shipyard, to get the contract for the Golden Dome, in my opinion, it represents the fact that they knew there was something there in that location where they could use this teleportation, or it's a nod to it. It's saying this is what took place back then. This is a continuation of that program. By the way, when you get into things, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of tribute that goes on in relation to what happened in different places. So when you get the naming mechanisms, when you get the steganography, you're in a kind of an interesting field. But the Philadelphia experiment being even associated at all with the Golden Dome, again, takes us into these weird, and I mean very strange places, as the Trump administration very often does. We have things like UFO disclosure, teleportation, and these other things being on the front burner. But we're getting a very thin version of it publicly. And the thing is, that thin version can be dangerous unless it's backed up and you're really deciding to move the culture into the knowledge place. Because if you're just going with the breakaway civilization, they're saying, well, we've had this technology for 80 years. We developed it with the public's money. We kept it from the public, but we're going to break back in and dole out the technology without telling them anything about the real story of where it came from and who they had to eliminate in order to control the story around this. So this is what we've been looking at. I think when you get to the UFO file, 2026 so far is a crucial year because it's coming to a head. And I will say this on the Trump side. I think there's a desire inside the Trump administration to get those agencies and to get the defense contractors to be able to give up the UFO file, because the presidency has not had control, the executive branch of the UFO file, since the Kennedy administration. This is the nature of the problem. And even in Trump's administration, we've got the echo of Kennedy through Bobby Kennedy at HHS. And, you know, Bobby's been on the program. He's very, very aware of the actions of the intelligence agencies and the elimination of his own family members. So, you know, we've got kind of a stasis situation going on here, a building narrative. One narrative is over here saying there's a UFO threat. We're going to throw all this money at it and the intelligence agencies are going to save you. Over here is another thing that says, no, get rid of all the CIA people, get rid of the NGA, the NRO and all those groups. Get rid of the NORAD piece around this and go for real UFO disclosure in the heart of it. And what they've done as kind of a distraction mechanism is they've used guys like Burleson and Burchett and others and been, you know, saying, hey, these UFOs are demons. You need to tell everyone. And they've set up these meetings. They've done that whole bit with ministers saying, hey, you have to tell your flock that these UFOs are demons. Well, there's a lot of narrative massaging that's going on here because they don't know which narrative they want to use. All they know is that right now the threat is their number one piece. And that's the thing that they've been pushing on it. And that's where you get into deeper layers of secrecy. Because to be honest with you, we started the program off with President Nixon. Look, Nixon was the one who got us to the moon finally. Kennedy started it. And the Nixon administration, 1972, they cut off all manned missions to the moon with no explanation. 53 years later, we're circling the moon. Hey, we're going to go back. What happened 53, 54 years in between? An entire infrastructure was developed. That's where you get into the UFO file and the secret space program. These things are on record. The time capsule conversation is on record now. I've put that out for Robert Merritt. So Nixon had knowledge of the UFO file and actively sought ways to be a part of that disclosure. And that's back then in 1972.
So the bottom line
is, how much further along are they?
There is lots of interesting things happening, a lot of developments, a lot of movements. They're trying to get ahead of something that they don't control. Fascinating. We continue to track all this. Daniel, Dark Journalist, thank you so much.
It's great to see you.
Wow. Well, that's the best look you're going to get on what's going on with all this. We've had a lot of listeners continuing asking that, so I've been trying to get Daniel on a few weeks. He's been busy, but he just joined us, and you just got an hour of really powerful information there, ladies and gentlemen. But we're not in Kansas anymore. You know, the future's here. It's just not evenly distributed, and you've got a breakaway civilization or multiple ones that don't want you to be aware of that, that have decided we're obsolete. It's time to just get rid of us. And we're here saying that's not the case. We intend to not go anywhere, anywhere. But we have to be aware, we have to be informed, we have to be involved. Have some hibiscus tea. Or the power structure is going to have no respect for us. But I can tell you, they've got big problems because humanity is waking up very, very fast. So I appreciate Daniel List being our guest at Dark Journalist on X. Okay, now, every day if I wanted to, I could show you 3 hours or 4 hours of Muslims declaring that they're taking over, that we're their slaves, that they are the supreme religion. There's 2 billion of them. They're having a whole bunch of kids. The left is allied with them. They're bringing them in. Even in cities that are 5% Muslim, they're getting the mayors all elected, not just in Dearborn, not just in New York, but Frisco, Texas. Last week, just type it in, Frisco elects a Indian Muslim. People seem to think Indians are Hindus. The second biggest religion there is Muslims. And so a lot of these Indians you see are Muslims, folks. And they now, the richest city in Texas is Frisco. And they just elected the mayor there. In fact, I'll do it. I want to show this to people. I'm going to pull up on my phone. It's just one of the few exhibits we didn't have, so I'll pull that up. You can just go to X and type it in. It's very important. But we'll go to rebroadcast for a while because this is such a big deal that I want to come in with this strong, and I sent them dozens of exhibits and video clips. This is the one I forgot to give the crew, so I need to find it. I'll find it. It's pretty hard to do, but I'll do it. I'm being sarcastic. But I'm in a good mood. Not going to blow. Not going to get mad. Turn into Darth Vader. That's why the crew has these jokes with my OCD. I'm not really OCD about much. We'll get back to it later. But I'm going to get back to that later. I'm going to reset. I'm going to restart here in my brain, get it all just realigned in my old noggin. But let's play, because it's a joke around here. I get mad. Some of these great promos they put together. Let's play AI Vader not mad at the crew. Let's get that queued up. And then we need to plug, so we need to talk about the shower filters. They're the very best, highest quality, reduce everything the most of any unit out there for a lower price. And you're absorbing stuff through your skin and by breathing it. You really need to get our new Straight Frog approved filter. It literally has a Straight Frog on it. And you need to get the silver collectible coin. I forgot to plug last hour. That should be sold out soon. It's only 5,000 of them. It's the 250th anniversary coin with the Jerusalem cross on one side and on the other, 250 years of the American flag and the bald eagle. So be sure and take advantage of that. We cannot do this without you. Tonight's the last night to buy one, get one free of the CMOS capsules that is super concentrated Irish CMOS with 93 trace elements and minerals, the strongest organic iodine and more. So good for your whole body, your stamina, your energy, your libido. There's a bunch of other sales in tonight at thealexshowstore.com. We have Ultimate Turmeric, 93.95%. Curcuminoid, the strongest out there. We now have Liquid Turmeric, so it's even more absorbable. And a super concentrate. We have all the new summer apparel, particularly that lightweight white dress shirt with the Betsy Ross flag. I just love it. It's like my new favorite shirt. When I'm out doing stuff out in the heat or whatever, it's just so lightweight, but such quality. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. So here is Darth Vader is not mad at the crew. Following me. They just made this. It's an inside joke if you don't know it. All I want is clip 50. All I ask for is clip 50. All I ask for first is the mayor of Frisco being a Muslim. And then they gave me literally 40 other things that I'm going to get to. And then I didn't have that, so I started spazzing. Because you just should believe me, the mayor of Frisco is a Muslim. Why do I have to show you everything I always say? You know, they get up on CNN and say, and NBC, Jones said, kill members of the media with high-powered rifles. Lester Holt never showed you a clip because I didn't say anything even close to that is anything about the media. They just lied and banned me off X for that. Then they said, or it was Twitter. Then they said I was banned for pissing on children's graves. No one ever pissed on graves. Wasn't banned for that. They said Trump hates all Mexicans and says the KKK are fine people. Never said any of that. But it's what they do. So I'm the opposite. If I say something, even though you can do, I want to see if he's telling the truth about Frisco. You can just check it yourself. But I'm like, where is it? It's become neurotic. It's really become neurotic. It's not good. I used to be like that. It's become a problem. And it's pure torture for the crew because I make him grab, like, let's not exaggerate, probably 400, 500 things a day, and I probably only get to 100. Can you imagine what that's like? All right, I'm ranting. Let me do this, though. Let's open the phone specifically up. Let's just take 6 or 7 phone calls in the next segment, interspersed with news. That way nobody's on hold when the show ends. On Disclosure Day and the Nothing Burger and what do you think it's all about, we'll take some calls on everything aliens, everything breakaway civilization, and get your take on the other side, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. But first, Darth Vader is not mad at the crew.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now. At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay.
This is better than the new Star Wars. It's unwatchable.
Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
Ugh. Bill Gates put hydrazine and fluoride in the water.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind, it fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dear, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the shit and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Wars of the Info on X makes those. You gotta love the fans on X. We love Wars of the Info, Alex Jones fan, all of them.
And hey, across the nation.
I love being in this video with Maxine Waters. She's a good-looking lady for her age. Yep, that's Maxine Waters up there.
On that status, keep you awake, on back on me, and a hard roll. You might have to walk a fine line, but you might take a hard line. But everybody's working overtime. Living in America. Decision, decision.
All right. Let's start getting into the Muslim stuff and then your phone calls and then the flock cameras. But back to Frisco. So Frisco is a suburb of Dallas. It's the richest area in Texas now. It's always been wealthy, but it's like the most rich area. And it's run by Muslims. And I know people that live up there, reporters we have on, like Brianna Morello. She just has Muslims chasing in her house and running around all in the streets everywhere. And you've got all the other reporters catching them all in the mass fraud. And then you got the Indian Muslims, and that's the group that took over there. And boy, they are something else. And then you got the Sikhs, who aren't Muslims, but they're all tied into the thuggy and all the rest of it with all their knives. And they're at the gym, you know, in England and here. And they do all kind of like the Aborigines. They do these fight dances and stuff. People are like, what's this dude with all these knives and daggers hanging on him doing? What's going on? Bugging his eyes out. You need to leave unless you take your knives off. And then, oh, that lady's fired. So people need to boycott this fitness chain that's doing that. Here's a newscast on a Sikh in Canada is wearing multiple knives while training in the gym. And then now the lady that got him kicked out because he wouldn't take them off has been fired. And again, in England, 13 non-white groups are allowed to carry knives and swords, but nobody else can have knives. I mean, it's just total discrimination. Here's the news clip.
A gym employee lost her job after refusing to let Sikh influencer Gurpatap enter with a blade and later being hit with complaints. The incident happened at a Good Life Fitness location in Windsor, Ontario. Gurpatap had purchased a day pass and was allowed inside while openly wearing a kirpan, a religious item carried by some Sikhs. During his workout, another member noticed the blade and complained to staff. The employee then asked Gurpatap to leave, saying the kirpan was still a blade and that other members felt unsafe. Gurpatap argued that the kirpan was a protected religious symbol and said he was legally allowed to carry it. He accused the gym of religious and racial discrimination and recorded his argument with the employee. The employee said the gym was private property and had a duty to protect its members. She threatened to call police, but Gurpatap eventually left before officers arrived. After the video spread online, supporters are complained to Good Life and posted negative reviews. Online claims later said the employee had been fired, although the company's exact response remains unclear. Some believe the employee was punished for following safety rules. Others argue the gym should have understood Sikh religious practices and offered a reasonable solution instead of removing Gurpatap. What do you think?
All right, because of time, and I got like 20 other clips I want to take your calls. I'm not going to play it all, but if you want to go to X and type in Seek Knives Canada Gym, there's all the videos of him working out before and then after bitching, and he literally like, ha, ha, and ha, ha, runs with all these daggers and knives on him, and then like with his shirt off, like he's in the Road Warrior or something. And people are like, what the hell, dude? So, hey, fine. Oh, but sorry, you can't carry a gun in there. Or if you're white, guarantee you, somebody ought to go in there and say, oh, it's my Irish religion or, because to carry a knife. Oh, get your ass out of here. I mean, it's clown world, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute clown world with this guy. And remember, if you complain about it in England, well, you get stabbed five times. The police say, hey, go ahead and bleed to death. It's all right. So racially profiled. Yes, he's been racially profiled. No, dude, you're a clown. Listen to this woman. I'm a woman from Islamic State. I moved here 2 years ago. My life was infinitely better there. Well, then leave, lady. And I see these videos constantly. Please leave. Please go. Go ahead and roll the clip of her.
I'm a woman in Islamic State. I've lived in Egypt my entire life. I just moved here 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
genuinely,
Egypt has
my life there. Infinitely better than my life here.
Then leave.
Infinitely better.
Then leave.
I've lived in Egypt my entire life. My life there, infinitely better than my life here.
Then go back there.
It's way more fun.
Go back there.
I feel way safer.
Get on a plane.
Way safer.
Buckle the f*** up.
I've never had to walk out at night and think, oh, I should have pepper spray on me.
And go to Egypt.
Never. Ever.
So go back to walking at night in Egypt.
There's no place where you would go in, like, Cairo, Alexandria, whatever, where you'd feel actually unsafe.
Why am I sensing Lara Logan would disagree with you?
If in an Islamic state, let's say Afghanistan, let's say Iran, a woman decides to wake up and dress like that girl right there with the glasses and the shorts, is she gonna be completely fine?
No.
Am I from Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan?
There are Islamic states.
Okay. There,
so is she gonna be okay?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I'm not from there.
You know.
I'm genuinely not from there.
I don't think she'd be okay. I don't think she'd be okay.
Back to Egypt, indeed. Get the f*** out.
What happened to Laura Logan in Egypt? 100 men raped her vaginally and anally, I think it was. Blood everywhere. Oh, by the way, there's your new mayor in Frisco right there. An Indian Muslim. It's happening everywhere. Now, when we come back, this is not joke videos. They have auctions of sheep specially prepared for sexual pleasure sold across the Middle East and Central Asia. So I thought this is not a joke. These are specially bred as who needs a fleshlight? We don't know what that is. It's an artificial vagina. When you've got this, ladies and gentlemen, being auctioned off, this is disgusting. But it does look better than their women. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Some of their women are actually beautiful. That's why they cover them up. They're afraid that they might be seen. That is that their actual real woman is that sheep. We'll be right back.
Fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all, at this point, middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
said that. But the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Vaughn, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when Zeal, the masterpiece, is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
My fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So the Muslims breed a certain type of sheep for their pleasure. It's in the Quran. It's okay for them to do that. And in areas in Europe where they brought a bunch of Muslims, they're having to put on armored chastity belts around the sheep. Literally so they don't get raped by the Muslims. So, you know, marrying 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds, getting them pregnant when they're 8 years old, that's terrible. And we can joke about this, but it's not funny. Seriously, chain armor to protect the sheep from being raped by Pakistanis. Maybe the West needs to rethink its promotion of multiculturalism, at least for the sheep's sake. Here is a report on the armored chastity belts, body-wide defense armor, spiked armor, like the Triceratops dinosaur, to protect themselves from the Pakistanis. Here it is.
You're either going to laugh or you're going to be disgusted by this. A farmer from Essex decided to put chain armor with nails on his sheep. Not because there's wolves there or coyotes that are attacking the sheep, because they have suffered repeated rapes. You heard that right, okay? They suffered repeated rapes from Pakistani neighbors. This is the level of multiculturalism we have reached. We now have to protect our animals from getting sexually assaulted by migrants. This is my new e-shop idea. Do it, okay? Trust me, you're going to make money. $99.99 for chain armor for your sheep. Protect them from rapes. And the next time you're going to go over there on a kebab place and eat lamb, make sure it was not sexually assaulted, because I wouldn't want to put any kind of meat in my mouth. What is it? This is a joke. This is a joke.
You're going to defile her in the towel.
I'm sorry we don't have enough time for romance, my dear.
Consider this foreplay. A chastity belt
Oh, that's going to chafe my willy.
I'll be back.
What? I hope she's still wearing her iron underwear.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, I shall never submit.
So the sheep are not doing too well over there. But we joke, they sell little girls off into sex slavery. We're supposed to accept it. I posted this at Real Alex Jones last night. It got a lot of comments. And here's where I originally got the post. So I posted this post. And it's the Muslims all complaining and agreeing with the Olympic Committee and the EU Committee on Sports, saying women can't show anything provocative in their sports. Why is beach volleyball player forced to reveal her buttocks? She's not. She can wear a burqa. The Muslims do. Sports in the West need a complete reset. Yeah, no thanks. So this is the complete reset they want to stop. It's absolutely terrible, the female form to them. But, I mean, you can show the very same events where the women literally dress in full-length burqas. They do the swim competitions the same way. All of it. And I pointed that out in my post. The Muslims said, no, that's not true. Guys, anybody that watches the Olympics knows that. And knows that you're lying. But here's another video. Raging Muslims get super angry, started mumbling like a lunatic, then violently raised his fist to smash the Christian preacher for simply sharing God's word in Texas. Islamists are a cancer, the poster said. They are violent, intolerant savages who bring nothing but hate and backward barbarism. But the left loves them. Deport them all. Says, I mean, therefore I am. Listen to this guy.
Please go in worship. Please go in worship. Please go in worship. We don't need for eight physical things to happen. Please go worship. Enjoy your worship today.
Worship Jesus.
Now, unfortunately, yeah. You're worshiping the God
when
that's
you guys
not real.
Get a chance, once it happens,
Jesus can save you, man. Jesus can save you.
You're worshiping the God that's false.
Jesus can save you, sir. You even get that demon out of you.
You're worshiping a God that Muhammad made.
Jesus is the only way to heaven. He's the way, the truth, and life. He can save you. He is God. Jesus is God.
Let's go.
Through Christ alone. You need Christ. Sir, cry out to God.
So Sneeko said days ago, I just saw the video last night, that he's ready to debate. Well, we've been calling him. But I'm going to replace Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad as my joke with... I mean... I need Wars the Info or any of those AI guys. I want to be Godzilla, but my head on Godzilla, and I want to battle him on the Dallas skyline. And I want there to be giant sheep he's trying to attack, and then I'm defending the sheep from him. Oh, let's look at this, something less depressing. Oh, my gosh, it's so terrible. Beautiful, healthy young women in their running shorts. This is terrible. Of course, they can wear burqas if they want. Yeah, there you go. That's just pure torture. I apologize, everybody. Sorry they're not 8-year-olds in your sex dungeon, Muslims. I know that upsets you. They're not sheep. So there you go. Shifting gears, and I want to get to your phone calls. Terrifying. A Shia Muslim mosque in Dearborn, with thousands of people there, declares its support for the Islamic regime in Iran, calling the U.S. a nation of devil worshippers. And yeah, just as I'm against the war doesn't mean I'm for what these people are doing. America was built by devil worshippers. Statue of Liberty represents Lucifer. Well, the French sent it over here. Ayatollah Khomeini was the greatest leader of our time. We want our children to grow up with this jihad culture. So let's play him and then dovetail it with a breaking town hall in Plano, Texas presenter. Their explanation with the city council, a defense of Sharia. Sharia is not coming to the U.S., and the reason it's not coming to the U.S. is because it's already here. Let's play those back to back.
We are gathered here today to commemorate the martyrdom of the great leader of our time, Sayyid Ali al-Husayn al-Khamenei, rahmatullahi alayhi.
We might think this was an attack led by Zionist Jews, but the commander of their mission is the very one who is trying to prove that Adam was not worth prostrating to. Iblis is the one behind the scenes leading their camp. in the shadows lurking, irking, and their symbology, their ideologies, their psychology, their economy, claiming they follow the laws of Moses and Deuteronomy. The police is the hidden commander of today's society. Regardless of the stooge we put at the desk of the Oval Office, Republican or Democrat, or even if 1,000 elections come to pass, it is clear that this country was built for and built by the Epstein class.
Hit pause. And he goes on from there. We'll have the whole thing in post. We don't listen to X. There's like 5 minutes left. And it's true there's a satanic element here. It's everywhere. And it's true it's the Epstein class. So it lets the Muslims out like they're good guys. When they have the greatest sex slavery in history, the most pedophilia, all of it, they can now point their finger at us because we sit there and allow this to go on and look legitimate like they're the counter to it. Now, two wrongs don't make a right. Let's now go to Plano. Here, we'll hear about Sharia law.
To take care of the neighbors. It's part of the Sharia. To take care of your parents, to take care of the children, it's part of the Sharia to have strong families. It is part of the Sharia to fight immoralities. It is part of the Sharia to fight for equality. Sharia is a beautiful guidance Allah has given. Just because some people misuse it, we blame those people, but not the concept of Sharia. Okay? But now here is the question. Some people may fear Sharia is coming to use. That is the fear. And I say to them, do not fear. Sharia is not coming to the U.S. And the reason it is not coming to the U.S. is because it is already here. Okay? When we are feeding you with nice, delicious lunch, it is part of the Islamic faith to be good to our neighbors. Right now, as you eat your lunch, you are part of the practice of Sharia by Muslims. When I go out and give charity to the poor person, I am practicing Sharia. So what are some of the commonalities between the U.S. Constitution and Sharia guidance? If the U.S. Constitution says that every human is equal, all the races are equal, that is part of the Sharia. Sharia says that, Constitution says that. You know, there is a beautiful saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You know, during that time, before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Arab people, they used to think, you know, we are superior, we are proud. There was used to be some kind of a caste system. Colored people.
Public schools are teaching and handing out Quran, city councils, they're just everywhere.
Guidance, following the Sharia guidance, Muhammad, peace
be upon him. I went on a nightgown a few months ago, told my wife she shouldn't be out at night when she was walking in a grocery store just because she was wearing yoga pants. Get really pissed. You could be raped. What she meant was, I can rape you. You know, I got hours more of this. Denmark isn't looking too Danish these days. Just B-roll it. Here's modern Sweden, heartbreaking. We'll just B-roll this. Here they are and taking over the London beaches, British beaches, exercising their power. This isn't Turkey or Pakistan. It's Dallas, Texas. Let's just B-roll all of this while we take calls on the UFOs and disclosure and what you make of the last hour's guest. Let's take these calls, the order they're received. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Chicago. Jason, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I'm a fan of the show. You are the man. And I just think you having DJ on for this past afternoon was a phenomenal show. And I think DJ really does a great job at proving the public to be so foolish. We have disclosure right in front of our face within David Grush and Dylan Borland. It's just nobody knows where to look or where to listen to and hear some of these telltale stories and careers of, I mean, David Grush being within the movement for his entire career, and Dylan Borland having explicit, confidential experience in the movement within more so Navy-based underwater radar. And we are really, the society in itself, are really completely oblivious to this.
Well, that's what we know is if you think there's UFOs in the sky, it's really underwater. That's where the real action's at.
And that's been the case for the last 70 years. I mean, a majority of these crash retrieval operations are done underwater. And when you realize the vast majority of our world is water, not Earth, it only makes more sense to think about that in that sense.
Well, overall, did you think what the last hour was informative with Daniel List?
I think it's very I do think it's very informative, but there are so many things that DJ, who I think is the best person to talk about these concepts, he cannot say because it's classified. And that is, I think, the scariest part about
disclosure. Go ahead.
The entire idea about DJ's career is that he is so in depth in everything he understands.
No, you're right. In fact, that big White House source is a confirmed source. He couldn't say it until after the guy was dead. I appreciate your call. Interesting points. Dave in Alaska. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Great to talk to you. I've been listening to you for decades upon decades, it seems.
Well, good to talk to you.
Coming back in on, you were hitting some of that Islam stuff. I wouldn't mind going back to
sure,
that.
Sure, go ahead, whatever you want to cover.
Going back into Disclosure Day, just like it has been in time immemorial, and you have pointed it out, Hollywood tends to forecast. And whether it's disclosure of actual UFOs or it's disclosure of trying to deceive people into that what they are, I don't know. I don't think we have the answer for that. Because the history is rife, as you've pointed out, with the Sumerian tablets which are coming online now on YouTube because AI is able to read them instead of just four or five experts around the world. So there's a lot of that. I encourage people to go read some of that stuff that's popping up and being put out there. And it talks about alien entities and whatnot. So that's just going back into the history.
Well, what about Michael Crassios, the head Trump scientist, science czar, saying we control time and space and all that? We need to hear more from him about that.
I think we do need to hear more. I think some of those Sumerian tablets actually allude to this kind of technology. And even some of the Ayurvedic or the ancient Indian texts allude to it as well. Now, how much he'll be allowed to say and how much he can just allude to, that remains to be seen. So we just sat here and we wait on tenterhooks like we did with the Epstein files. Are they going to do anything? Are they not going to do anything? And I think we tend to forget that there is a tremendous amount of infighting in the depths of the federal government. They don't act in unison. It's not a monolithic entity that does everything in lockstep. There are so many different factions and cults within the depths of the intelligence agencies and the space agencies that I think that's tough to navigate.
Absolutely. Look, this is the big enchilada. They don't want us knowing the truth about this. That's why there's so much disinformation around it. But undoubtedly, the amount of stuff going on, not just human, is increasing. Because I've sat there with binoculars looking up at space at night in the desert. And, I mean, I've been doing it since I was a little kid. And and I know we got a lot more stuff up there now, but satellites go on one track. There is stuff flying around all over the place up there.
There are. And, you know, I've only, like you, seen one thing that I thought was that I couldn't explain. And I don't want to go into my history, but let's say there was a lot of sky watching and a lot of talking on the radio with my career, but I've since retired. So, and even within that group of people, I talked to a lot of pilots, and they saw a lot of things that they didn't even want to report because they worried about losing their ticket.
Yeah, it'll sound like you're crazy or you get in trouble when you report it. All I know is, biggest stone meteorite I ever saw. I learned growing up, they come in and they explode because the gas and the rock. This thing was like 100 times. I was like, what the hell? And all of a sudden, little orbs flying around. And I'm like, my phone's in the house. And all of a sudden, flew off. And I mean, you know, it was far away. So they were good sized orbs, 5-6 of them. And then they all went around and flew off. I appreciate your call, brother. Good to hear from you. I want to hurry through these calls. I appreciate you calling. Sean in Denver, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay, Alex?
It's a little like you're in a bathroom or something, but go ahead.
Sorry, I've got to hide right now. I'm at work, but it's important, man, because this great deception is taking place or about to take place, and I just warned you of what could come biblically, and people need to be wargaming it, and they're not. Nobody's really talking about it because there could be different variables that can happen, particularly with a pre-trib rapture, which where when millions of people go missing, they're going to blame that on an alien abduction. And just so you know, I mean, I've been listening to you for years, Alex. There's a reason why people like Steve Quayle have not been on the show in like years. And then you keep, you know, bringing on these deceivers like dark journalists, Stephen Greer, who's a deceiver, Billy Carson. These guys are all pushing the big lie that these ETs are here and they're peaceful and they're here for our best interest. No, they're actually the fallen angels, the offspring of the fallen angels. They're here to deceive, enslave, and destroy us. And when they reveal themselves, it's going to change the whole world. And there's no excuse why he can't start talking about these deep underground military bases and the stuff that Phil Schneider went through. He's the major OG whistleblower, man. And if, like, we can't give him credit, then, you know, then we're covering stuff up. And so that's exactly how we're going to lead, like, segue into Revelation. Everybody's sleepwalking into it. Nobody's going to stop it. You're not going to stop what's coming. You're not going to have a second American Revolution or anything, no.
All right, well, hold on a minute, because I can talk to you for an hour, but the show's almost over. I'll come back to you in a moment. I want to jam in a few more, though. Years go by like seconds. I think Quayle's on about a year ago. I was thinking just last week we need to get Steve Quayle on the show. He's hard to get on, though, sometimes. But, yeah, he's pretty much retired. But, yeah, let's get Steve Quayle on. I've sold his books, promoted all things he's saying. I've said a lot of this is demonic. As for Phil Schneider, I interviewed him several times. He's been dead, as you know, for about 20-something years. So I have covered all that. So I think you're being a false accuser because it makes you feel better and closer to God. I feel like you're being a Pharisee calling in and accusing somebody that loves God and loves Christ, for just having a larger discussion and debate about this. But, you know, I forgive you, and I hope you'll get the beam out of your eye instead of the speck out of mine. But, you made false accusations. There's a reason Steve Quayle hadn't been on the show. I want Steve Quayle on tomorrow. Well, we got General Flynn and Mark Mitchell and a bunch of others. Get him on Thursday or Friday or Wednesday. And now, go ahead. Tell me I'm the devil and you're the good guy. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you have every excuse not to go out there and bullhorn the White House. You know,
oh, yeah, I'm lazy. You're right. I've heard enough from you. Oh, yeah, I'm not bullhorning enough. I'm not working enough. I haven't been sued by the deep state. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I'm the bad guy. You're the good guy. It must feel good, man. You know what? You're right. I'm the bad guy. I'll try to do better for you. There you go. Thanks, Sean. What a sick call. Chad in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I recommend he maybe take a little masterpiece. Sounds like he needs some good dreams.
I shouldn't have even been so mean to the guy, but he didn't say, hey, you ought to cover this. He just said, oh, and even when I called him out, he's like, oh, no, you're bad. Well, why aren't you bullhorning the White House? What the hell are you talking about? Have you ever bullhorned the White House? I have many times, pal. It's just sick. Were you there on January 6th trying to keep people going in the building? Did you sneak into Bohemian Grove? I mean, did you first expose Building 7? I'm not trying to talk. I love these guys, like, call in and say, it's like telling, you know, Tom Brady, hey, you ought to learn how to throw a football. It's weird. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you did have a bullhorn, and you were bullhorning in the right direction in January 6th. So, yeah, you've been close enough.
Well, it's not even about me. It's about these guys that call in to say, I've done nothing. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't want to go off on that too much, but I agree. And I think you guys, with you and Daniel, our dark journalists, have been way ahead of it. It's great. That's what everybody needs. In my opinion, you're one of the only outlets that touch the things.
Well, I mean, listen, you heard Leonard. Listen, I'm not trying to talk about me. I was the first to expose the interdimensionals are demonic. He says I'm covering up the demonic. All I do is expose Satanism.
And, you know, I think I always look back at this. I look at the 50s, the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, and I think, how much do we hear about national security? National security, national security, 47. The National Security Act of 47 and the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951.
And then the UFOs all show up right after that.
Yeah, and those two have us held hostage, and they will remain hostage because
They have all the intelligence. They have all the technologies. We don't have any right to any technology that is disruptive to all of
Bingo.
These. Yeah, and if
that's what it's really all about is a breakaway civilization.
Exactly, and we're in MK Ultra with all of this disclosure nonsense. I think that's a big nothing burger. I agree with you. I think it's a beta test. They're just testing to see, are we going to react? How do we react? And it's part of MK Ultra. MK Ultra has not gone away.
I agree. It's gotten worse. Listen, I'm out of time. Thank you, Chad. Sorry to Cody. You want to give us your name and number? I'll call you back tomorrow. I'm taking calls again tomorrow. I'm not even mad at the last caller. I shouldn't have got mad at him. It just gets irritating because I exhaust myself fighting as hard as I can. My son has been on the air off and on for 13 years fighting the global since he was 10 years old. He's coming in. I'm giving you fighters in the war. My parents have committed everything. They've been sued by the deep state just to get at me. I mean, I've tried to try to kill me, and I'll just do more for that caller. I'm sorry. I'm not good enough. I'll do whatever to prove myself to you, the superior, the Pharisee. But I'll be serious here. I need funds. I need money to hire more crew, more reporters, have money to go to D.C. I don't even have the money for that. I'm completely maxed out. I need your support. We survived all these deep state attacks barely, and I need funds to rebuild. So if you want us to do more, we've proven nobody fights harder. There's not a bigger bang for the buck than anywhere. Commit to go to thealexshowstore.com and get a T-shirt. Get some of the methylene blue. Get the bovine colostrum. Get one bottle today at ends of the Irish CMOS capsules that are incredible. Get one free. I can't do it without you. Get the collectible limited edition coin, America 250. Get the new tank tops. Get the new dress shirt. It's all there. Please, I need your support. I'm doing as much as I can. I can do a lot more with the fund. So those of you on the fence, please go to thealexshowstore.com. Become a VIP, $30 a month, canceling time, $40 to spend. Special deal, special offers. It's a great deal. Become a VIP. Stand with us. Rex Jones coming in to relieve me straight ahead. Sorry I didn't have more sons to do this, but I had the one for you. Hope it's good enough. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.